from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
People, wonderful Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Corpus Christi in Texas, United States. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are welcoming you wherever you are in the world. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because this is Radio Biafra, received in every country, in every continent of the world. We are welcoming you. We'll be delighted to bring this program to you today. I have with me in the studio our principal host here in Texas, Dr. Moses Umigwe, and also our dear sister, Chidera Akabo. You are welcome to join us. Please do tell your friends, tell your family, even tell our enemies in the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria to join Radio Biafra on this day, the 27th of June in the year of our Lord 2013. It's still the 27th here in Texas, United States. God knows what it is wherever you are, because the world is turning all the time. It is spinning, it is revolving. That is why you have different times in different areas of the world. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We are saying thank you for joining us today, but do the most critical thing, which is to inform your friends. A lot of us are not telling our friends about Radio Biafra. That is why the excuse upon excuse keeps cropping up in the United States. People keep telling us that we are not hearing about Radio Biafra, we don't know about Biafra, we don't know about Bilie, we don't know we have a court case, and then we keep asking ourselves, if we have over 50,000 followers on Facebook, what are we individually and collectively doing? What is stopping you from telling your next door neighbor about Biafra? What is stopping you from telling them to please tune into Radio Biafra this very minute? What is it going to cost? What is it going to take you to just type in on your Facebook, on your Skype, on your Twitter, on your BlackBerry, on your WhatsApp? Just announce to people that you are listening to Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co. That is all it takes. And then you've been able to spread the message. When those friends come back and tell you that they have not heard about Biafra, you make a reference to the message you sent. You refer them back to the message you sent, and on the day you sent it. That is why it's important for all of us, wherever we are on this planet, to continue to propagate the message of Biafra, because a lot of people are lying. People, grown men and women, are lying in America, claiming they have not heard of the word Biafra, claiming they have not heard of Radio Biafra, claiming they have not heard of the case going on at the Federal High Court in Owerri. It is our duty to enlighten them. It is our duty to educate them. It will not cost you anything. Now you can see the need when we tell you to invite all your friends to Facebook. This is precisely what we mean. We want you to invite your friends to Facebook, so that way we can tell, we can spread our message. We can tell them that we need to get Biafra as quickly as possible. Please, whatever you are doing, don't be a lazy activist. What we are finding in America is that a lot of them are very, very lazy when it comes to Biafra. Do not be like them here. Tell your friends where they are. Make it a point of duty every blessed day to tell nothing less than 10 people about Biafra. Send them link, inbox them, whatever. All you need to do is to type www.radiobiafra.co and email it to people. That way, they will not have any excuse not to join us. If you are looking to, obviously, partake in the interactive session this evening, the number to call, as always, is, which is our main studio line here in the United States, is +1 404 7898 796. I repeat, +1 404 7898 796. Please, I am Nnamdi Kanu, as I said previously, the host and director of Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We want you to be part of this very wonderful program. We want you to be part of our broadcast this very day. We are bringing you two live sessions from United States of America. One is happening now. That will take us up until about 9 p.m., which is about 3 p.m. here in Corpus Christi in Texas. Another one comes again to you round about 7 p.m. here in Cup. Is it 6 p.m. or 7 p.m.? 6 p.m., I must say. 6 p.m. here, which is around 12 midnight in London. Yesterday, there was a slight hiccup, but we managed to correct it. Our Facebook address remains the same. The Facebook address is just go in where you search for friends and places and people. Type in Radio Biafra. Do not be a coward. Nothing is going to happen to you. We are in court with Nigeria. Nigeria has even paid us a fine. There is an acknowledgement of our right to exist as a people. We have the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra that constitute our own government of Biafra based on customary law. So why are you afraid? What is the fear about? Some fears in this life can be irrational. Do not be irrational. Before I go, I want to bring you all the means through which you can contact Radio Biafra and our main headline and summary today. I will go to Dr. Moses Wigwe Anjira to say hello to you before we proceed, please. Dr. Moses, please, if you can give me, say hello to our listeners. Yes, please.
Hello, fellow Biafrans and all friends of Biafrans all over the world. Welcome to today's edition of the broadcast of Radio Biafra, coming to you live from Corpus Christi, Texas. Thank you.
Thank you very much, please. And Jidera, please go ahead.
Hello, beautiful people of Biafra. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to you people. We welcome you to today's edition. Stay tuned.
Yes, they have to stay tuned. We don't want them to go anywhere else. We don't want you to go anywhere else. Remain with Radio Biafra. This is the only place where you can hear the truth. This is the only place you can speak and your voice will be heard all over the world. We are please advising people calling us already to please bear with us. Radio Biafra will start taking your calls in around half an hour's time. In about half an hour's time, you can start calling us. We'll tell you when it is safe and better to do so. We need to bring you our headlines. We need to bring you our news summary as well. After that, you can begin to call us. And should you wish to do so, the number to call is +1 404 7898 796. It's a United States number. I'll repeat that. It's +1 or 001 to some people. Only those in the zoo can dial 009. Why they do that, I do not know. It is +1 404 7898 796. If you want to get hold of us on Tango, if you are on Tango, the number to call is +44, which is the main studio line in London. +44 for Tango is +44 7831308376. That is for Tango. Please, I'll repeat that number. It is only for Tango, not for audio call, not for normal telephone call. Please, it is +44 7831308376. And on Viber, if you are on Viber and you wish to contact us, the number to call is +44 7581712444. I repeat that, if you're on Viber, please, the number to call is +44 7581712444. And let us not forget that you can also join us on Skype, which for some people is the favorite way to contact Radio Biafra. The number for you to use to contact us on Skype is not even a number. Just add Radio Biafra to your contact list. Just add Radio Biafra to your contact list. That is all you need to know. That is all you need to do. And you are with us. And we are asking you to please do bear with us. Please start calling us in or around 30-35 minutes time, we should be able to receive your calls. That this is Radio Biafra. We are listening to you today from Corpus Christi here in Texas. We'll be here up until tomorrow, and we are hoping to bring you tomorrow's broadcast live from Houston in Texas. We are hoping to be in Houston, Texas from tomorrow, please. Our main headline this evening, which we are bringing you, is that 52 Biafrans was arrested some days ago in Malaysia because some of them do not have a valid visa. This is being reported by Onyeka Chukwu. Onyeka Chukwu is telling us that 52 Biafrans were arrested some days ago in Malaysia, of all places, because some of them do not have valid visa. We need confirmation of this. We need to understand the urgency for us to go and have our own country. That is why we need to do this as quickly as possible. We are asking today, what are we going to do to stop this type of humiliation? What is the only way to stop it? Are we sufficiently moved as a people to do something about the plight of our fellow brothers and sisters who are being harassed all over the world, who are being chased from place to place all over the world? Please, we are asking you, we are pleading with you to come to the rescue of our people, 52 of them who have been arrested in Malaysia. That is the principal headline we're bringing you this evening. We are also reporting that there is an agreement, a pending agreement, to swap prisoners with Nigeria. These are prisoners serving in Europe and other places. That there is this very group called NIDO. NIDO is a group is an association covering Nigerians, so to speak, people from the zoo in the diaspora. They are kicking against the prison transfer agreement being reached between Nigeria and other European countries. Nigerians in diaspora kick against prison transfer. This is what we are reporting to you this evening. We are also letting you know that the explosion, the vandalization of the pipeline all over Nigeria is still gathering apace in the zoo. NNPC pipeline vandals and explosions in Lagos. Before it was at Ibadan, now it is in Lagos. We don't have any refinery where we come from. We don't have any oil depot where we come from, running all the way from the oil fields, either at Ebemo or from Okwa. But our oil is being piped to the north, piped to the west, piped to Ibadan, piped to Lagos, piped to Kano, to Kaduna, to Sokoto. All these places are receiving our oil. That is why they want one Nigeria. Those of us who are producing it, we have nothing. The only way for us to know about the existence of all this intricate network of pipelines is through all these explosions. Another one has now happened near Lagos. That is the level of lawlessness in the country, the level of vandalism and criminality pervading the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is why we don't want to be part of it. We are also reporting today, on the 27th of June in the year of our Lord 2013, from here in Corpus Christi in Texas, that Kano State Police are claiming to have arrested 3,241 suspects. 3,241 suspects. Not even when the United States of America was prosecuting the war in Iraq or in Afghanistan have they managed to arrest such number of people. That goes to show that there isn't much intelligence going into the arrest and the illegal detention of people. They have just rounded up people, and that is the end of it. All we would then need to do is to sit back and for the families to pay money to release their loved ones from police or army custody. We are also telling you this evening that Lieutenant General Ihejirika is claiming that they are winning the war on terror, whatever that means. We'll be asking our people if they are feeling the effect of the claim made by Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejirika. He made this claim yesterday. We'll be looking into that in very great detail. We are also reporting this evening very seriously that we need people to come out in the United States and embrace what we are doing. We need all of us to be very active. If you have relatives in the United States, if you have friends, if you have families, if you have people you are acquainted with, be it on Facebook or any other social media platform, please inform them that Radio Biafra is in the United States and for them to come out to participate in what we are doing. Here are the news in detail. We are reporting this evening that we have received a report from a Biafran in Malaysia alleging, or not just alleging, but reporting categorically that about 52 Biafrans were arrested and detained, possibly to be deported, because some of them do not have the necessary documentation in Malaysia to remain in that country. We want to find out from those of us in Malaysia why this is the case,
Why were 52 Biafrans arrested some days ago in Malaysia for not having valid visa? What is going on? What is happening? How are people getting into Malaysia? And how come they are there without valid paperwork? Because their parents will be worried back home. We are all worried for all the people who are being detained in Malaysia. What is going on? How are we going to resolve it? We are also telling you this evening that Nigerians in diaspora, whatever that means, are kicking against prison transfer. The Nigerians in diaspora, NIDO they are called, the European chapter, have condemned the move by the federal government of Nigeria and some EU member nations to allow Nigerian prisoners to be repatriated home to complete their jail sentences. Anybody facing the dreaded journey back to the zoo, no wonder they will say, no, please don't send me there. They are clamoring. These are people who are representing people from the Zoological Republic all over Europe. They are saying that they don't want to go to the same country they say they come from to complete their sentences. Other people would want to go back to their country to complete their sentence, but those of them from the zoo would rather die and stay in European prisons than to return to the same place that they are claiming they are very proud of. How ironic is that? Mr. Collins Nweke, who is the NIDO chairman, said, "As an association, we condemn the move in its totality." Nweke, who spoke against the backdrop of government's call for a speedy conclusion of the prison transfer agreement with those EU nations, said that the move was a bad arrangement as it does not reflect the real essence of going to jail. "What we are asking this man who is representing people from the Zoological Republic, his name is Mr. Vin Nweke. Mr. Collins Nweke. Vin Nweke is an avid listener of Radio Biafra. This is Mr. Collins Nweke. He is telling us that his own people from the zoo, do not want to return to the same country they are claiming they are very proud of to complete their prison sentence. Anybody who is conversant with international news coverage on similar matters will know that people would want to go back to their country to complete their sentence. Why are you afraid to go back to the country that you claim you are proud of? Your flag is green, white, green. You are carrying a green passport. You say you are a proud Nigerian. Why don't you want to go back there to complete your prison sentence? Any normal, sensible human being will want to go back to their country to complete their prison term. Why are you afraid? Yet you are in Europe answering students or whatever it is, Nigerians in the diaspora in Europe. What are you doing in the diaspora? Why can't you go to the country that you say you so much love and care about? Why are you preferring to serve your prison time in Europe rather than go back to the zoo from whence you came? We are also reporting this evening that the vandalization, the explosion of oil pipeline in the western part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is continuing apace. There was an explosion in Lagos on Wednesday after vandals ruptured an oil pipeline belonging to the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation at Akimbo Island. As learned that the culprits came to the jetty in three barges and canoes around 1 a.m. and ruptured the splash zone of the pipeline and siphoned thousands of liters of petrol into jerry cans and operated for 4 hours undeterred. There is refined petrol in the country, yet they are telling us that we have to import petroleum products. There is refined petrol in the country. Sometimes you wonder, where is all the petrol going to? Who is benefiting from this refined petrol in a pipeline? Where is that pipeline going to? We see tankers all the time laden with petrol from one place to another. When there is refined petrol flowing underground, where is that petrol going to? Is it going to people operating illegal bunkering rackets in the western part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria? What exactly is going on? We intend to find out. Why is it that anytime any of these pipes are ruptured, you have petrol coming from it, yet they are telling people in the country that there is scarcity of petrol? They have to pay through their noses for petrol. Who is benefiting? Where is the terminal for these oil pipelines? There is one at Ibaro. Does anyone know the terminal of this very refined fuel going to? Where is this refined fuel going to in Ibadan? Where is it traveling to via Lagos? What exactly is going on? Are people running underground racketeering business in selling of crude oil products, in selling petroleum products? Who owns all these pipelines crisscrossing the northern part of Nigeria, crisscrossing the western part of Nigeria? Where are they going to? Because we can certainly tell you it is not going to a petrol station. It is not going to a forecourt of a petrol station near you, because the petrol station near you is supplied by tankers. These tankers will have to go to Lagos, will have to go to the nearest so-called seaport to go and carry their cargo and deliver it to petrol stations. Where are the petrol who is benefiting from all this oil pipeline, refined oil buried under the ground, flowing all over Nigeria? That is what we intend to find out. We are also telling you this evening that police has said yesterday that the war against crime, no more terror in Kano State, was bearing fruit with the arrest of 3,241 suspects for various crimes between January and June. How is that possible in any sensible society? How can you round up? How can 3,241 people be criminals just within one metropolis? It is unbelievable. This is what is happening there. Crime statistics released by the Commissioner of Police, Mr. Musa Daura, during a press briefing at the Bompai headquarters of the State Police Command, showed that out of this number, 273 suspects were apprehended for armed robbery and other violent crimes, while assorted dangerous weapons were recovered from them. Daura listed weapons seized from the suspects to include two AK-47 rifles, 60 rounds of live ammunition, 9 locally made pistols and 47 cartridges, huge scissors, cutlasses, and house-breaking equipment. Now, we have moved from 3,241 to only 273 suspects. They are doing what is called harvesting. They are harvesting people, sieving through people to see those that they can charge with one felony or the other. We are also telling you this evening that the Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejirika, yesterday said that the Nigerian government has begun winning the war against terrorism. He said the state of emergency declared by the federal government in 3 states in the north had helped to curb terrorism in the country. The Ihejirika, who spoke at the inauguration of the headquarters of the 32 Atlari Brigade in Akure, Ondo State Capital, Lieutenant General Ihejirika assured that terrorism will soon be a thing of the past in the country. He noted that although the army lost some men and equipment in the fight against Boko Haram insurgents, they said that the nation was winning the war. I don't know what he means by nation. He means that those of them who are benefiting from illegal bunkering, those of them benefiting from illicit trade in refined petroleum produce are the ones benefiting from the country. An average person in that zoo is suffering till this very moment. That is our headline. That is our news summary. I will now please go to Moses to tell us what he makes of it before we go to Chidera and then begin to take our calls. Please, Moses, go ahead.
Well, it's unfortunate that any time you hear any news coming out of Nigeria, it's all bad, bad, bad news each time. Nothing good comes out of that country. That fraud, what I refer to as a jungle called Nigeria. I don't see how they can arrest more than 3,000 people in the northern state of Nigeria and accusing them of crime.
In Kano, to be precise.
As the director said. So I hope those innocent souls are not Biafrans. They are arrested. Because Biafrans, they are everywhere trying to make a living. I hope they are I'm sure... during the process of arrest, sometimes the Nigerian police, they go become too aggressive and start arresting innocent people. So it's quite unfortunate. In reference to the Nigerian prisoners in other countries,
They want to do a swap. They don't want to go home.
Okay, they are trying to swap with the Nigerian prisons. I can understand why those people don't want to go home, because they left that country because nothing works. Here in the United States, if you enter into any prison, the conditions are even better than the best condition in Nigeria. So for those people to leave those cells overseas to come to a Nigerian cell is just like jumping from the frying pan into the fire. So that's exactly why they don't want to come back. They'll prefer to serve their jail term wherever they are. I don't blame them. Nobody wants anything to do with Nigeria. In terms of the refineries that the vandals set up the explosion or whatever they did, I think that's out of frustration, because some of those oil, most of the oil from Nigeria come from the southern part of the country. Even the south, south, and southeast. If we check up in those two zones, as Nigeria refers them, the southeast and southwest, none of those zones have a refinery. But that's where the oil is. That shows you that's one of the injustices that's meted on the people. And that cannot continue. That's why right now, Biafra is the only choice we have. Once we get Biafra, those conditions will have to be changed. Because I don't see why there's no oil in the north, no oil anywhere in the west, and they have all the refineries. Here in the U.S., you cannot say somebody work at, there's a saying here, say, you cannot work at Walmart and go to Kmart to get paid. So that's what's going on in Nigeria. The people who have the resources, they are suffering. And there was a news that came out in one of the local dailies in Nigeria that says 85% of the oil blocks are held by the northerners. What does that tell you? That tells you that every aspect of Nigerian democracy, or whatever they call it, is full of injustice. The people who own the oil, they don't have nothing. And everything goes to those who don't have anything.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, where are these pipelines going? There are pipelines going to the north carrying fuel. There are pipelines going to Yoruba land carrying fuel. Where are they going to? Because all the pipelines, you should at least have a terminal where they are going to end. Why is it? What I'm asking is, why is it difficult for some people to understand the difficulties associated with having to bury pipelines on the ground and at the same time not being able to see the fruits of it? Because all the supplies to the petrol forecourts, to all the petrol stations, are littered all around the south. I don't know what they do in the north of the zoo. They are supplied by a tanker. You can see a tanker traveling. You can see them, the Hausa people, killing people sometimes, traveling all the way from the seaport there because they import refined oil into the country. Then why is it impossible? Why is it impossible for people to understand? I think we may have a very early caller calling in. Let us attempt to take this caller. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from Corpus Christi in Texas in the United States. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. They have gone. We are asking them to wait and they didn't wait. And now they realize that we are still presenting and analyzing the news. They have gone. Please continue what you're saying.
Well, what I was saying, the oil refineries that going from the southern part of Nigeria and then may find their way in the northern part of the country, that's one of the signs of the injustice the Nigerian system has perpetrated on the people that own the oil. And this is why we're agitating for Biafra. That's one of the reasons. Because you cannot take what doesn't belong to you and then decide the outcome. If those pipelines continue to go to the north, yes, and the southerners don't get any, probably there might be, I don't know how to describe it, a protest. If the people can marshal themselves and protest, they don't have any way of organizing themselves to protest. So the only way they can revenge is sabotage those oil pipelines,
yes,
with explosion.
Yes.
But that's not going to be the only way to handle this. And that's one of the reasons why we're agitating for Biafra. That's one of the reasons why we're going to court. Eventually, with patience and with time, Biafra will come to exist. When we get the independence of Biafra, as we are right now agitating for it, all those injustices will come to pass. That's why I'm appealing to everyone, no matter wherever you are, in the United States, outside the United States, even in the country called Nigeria, no matter where you are, please, we want you to join us, because this kind of injustice, I will say, enough is enough. We need to start marching forward. Get Biafra. That's the only option we have.
That is the only option we have. Somebody, of course, Chidera is a bit busy. What has taken your, what have you been able to pick up from the news so far, from the headlines so far? What have you picked up from the news so far? What has caught your fancy? What would you like to comment on? Has anything at all
gotten your attention so far?
Yes. Okay. Concerning the people that were arrested in Malaysia and would prefer to be in the prison there, right? Rather than going home.
No, those are two news items. Those in Malaysia are different from those in Europe. Those who don't want to go home are those in Europe. They don't want to go. They prefer to be in prison in Europe than to go back to the zoo. That's what they're saying. They don't want to go back. They want to remain in Europe. Whereas for other people, what happens is that they would normally want to be go back to their country to serve the prison sentence. But those of them from the zoo, they prefer to stay in Europe to serve their prison time. Our brothers who are held or sisters who are held in Malaysia, we are going to go to Malaysia. We know that somebody is holding on Skype for us to give us the latest as to what is happening. Why are these people being detained? Why are Biafrans, we are receiving information that Biafrans are being detained in Malaysia. What is happening and what can we do to stop such things from happening in the future? Some of us are humiliated. Anytime we go somewhere, we hear our people are in detention. What is going on? How are we going to stop it?
Everything still revolves around getting Biafra, because if we get Biafra and build it to a certain taste, that's how it is supposed to be, I think it's going to attract all the Biafrans that are abroad to come back home, and they wouldn't need to go to these countries again to be detained and embarrassed.
I believe so. Let us attempt to take this call. Let us take this call and see where we are at on this very issue. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, the caller on Skype, and where you're calling from.
My name is Ike Chukwuenyag, and I'm calling right here from Malaysia. Good evening, Mr. Kalu, and good evening to my friends. I can't remember what time it is over there, but I think it's past 29 minutes to 3 a.m. here in Malaysia.
Yes.
So I'm saying good morning to all of us.
Thank you very much.
May God be with us. Thank you. Today I was moved to strike an awareness in the Facebook page of Radio Biafra London Closed Group.
Yes.
And I was persistent and patient enough to go along with individuals who had opposing views or unclear views. I had to talk to them in my best humility. My purpose of doing that is to reveal to us where we are, who we are, where we are, and where we are going to. I know who I am. I am somebody who has been born to glory. I understand this thing. Even in the deepest fire, I feel that I feel clear. So I want to tell our people to leave the depth of sorrows. They should leave the depth of fear from wherever it is that they have found themselves today as a result of the masterminded genocide that the Nigerian government carried out against us. We, of course, with the help of the British government and the Muslim world, we as much as I value such a unity, but I think and I believe that humanity will go along with me that any unity that is united against good can never stand. So I am telling everyone who has one thing or the other to do with the Biafrans, the indigenous people of Biafra, in any part of the world, to please remove your hand. I struck that program, I struck that awareness.
Hello? Are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We lost you for a second. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm here.
Because you stopped. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I saw a caption from 247 EU reports that says that 53 men in Malaysia, 53 Nigerians in Malaysia are about awaiting deportation. And when I went through it, I think they were talking about there was nothing serious about it. It probably should be about people who have traveled out to this place and events cause them to be invalid paper wise. Nobody enters another country invalid. It's there is always a enter a country. So that is by the way. I was telling them they should know, because I stayed here for some time. I told everybody that they should understand that it's not when the paper writes Malaysians set for deportation Nigeria search for the petition for Malaysia, it's as if, oh, they are going to come back in peace. Thank God. That's what the mother would say. No, it's not like this here. I've not been to the European country, but somebody I've got some confirmation from there that sometimes if you are traveling home, if they get you in such condition, maybe they found out that papers were no longer and they arrested you. If they are sending you back home, sometimes they things to help you along the way. And I can understand from that angle that that is why even though our brothers and sisters in the American world wouldn't want to go back to Nigeria, because no matter what they receive in that prison there, it will always be better than what is in Nigeria now. It's understandable, but it's slightly different when it comes to here, Malaysia. This place, these people have a general rule. They have a general rule, but the general rule has a religious bent sometimes. If you are caught in this place and you, for instance, people dealing with drugs or smoking it, probably most of the people who smoke it could come from the north of Nigeria. Most of the people who deal with it could come from the south of Nigeria. What necessitates these things? In this place, there are every, if we have 100% percent of Nigerians here in Malaysia, about 70, let me be fair, about 70 of this Southeast extraction from the Igbo extraction, then about the rest 30 will be shared with the north and the south and what have you, other datans. In this place, if you go to schools now, about 80 are not honest, then the rest will be shared with other people, with the Igbos in the least, because the more another datans they started coming here because of agreement, the agreement that was reached with them by them, the federal government. So, but for us here, Igbos that are, it's a terrible thing. And Igbo, not like an Hausa man in Nigeria, but we are one Nigeria. And an Igbo man would have suffered, would have done one thing or the other, tried his best and became the best. Because anybody who stays in his place and wants to know what is ahead is somebody who wants to learn. And only dreamers make the future. So I applaud the Igbos who are, no matter what it is, from any part of from Nigeria to any part of the world, you have really tried. But I say to everybody, it is time for us to come home. Like I was saying, if you go to prison in this place, about 90% are Igbo. The rest of them are of different Nigerian extraction, but definitely you will not find an Hausa man there. Every Hausa man, to be fair with you, I've only seen two Hausa people, and I will explain about them later. Every Hausa man or woman here, boy or girl here, is a king. The Shehu Musa Yaradua, was it Shehu that said that the people are marginalized, huh?
Yes, it is the Shehu of Borno. One Alhaji,
okay, thank you.
Alhaji Abubakar Musa El Kanemi. Yes, Musa El Kanemi, yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. Let me tell you something now. That same man that is standing and openly declaring that the North are being marginalized also has his sons in this country, Malaysia, and they are studying.
Are you serious?
He actually has two sons here. One of them is the Crown Prince. I'm trying to locate his name. One of them is the Crown Prince. I think
Crown Prince of where? Which village is he Crown Prince in? Where is he the Crown Prince? In Ugawasa or where? Where is he, which Crown Prince?
He should be the Emir. The Emir. I don't know how it works. That is what they say he is here. There are two. Let me ask you, give out his name. He knows himself, and those people who know him, they know his truth. Many of our ministers, their children are here, because this place is conducive for Muslims. So it's conducive for Muslims. So in Nigeria, these people that I'm telling you now, this Crown Prince and the younger brother, I think the Crown Prince had graduated last time, and the younger brother is still here. They live as kings in this place. In fact, every other northerner in this place live as kings. I was told something this evening. Somebody approached me and told me, do you know, the last time the immigration came to a place, they looked around and they saw one guy, and he was moving, and he's in Nigeria. They said, friend, where's your passport? The boy brought out Quran and brought out the chaplet and said, these are my passports. They looked at him and they left him.
Yes. It's terrible. It is terrible.
So they met another... they met another people that they broke through their door, and they met them. They sat around where they were smoking marijuana, and they looked at them and asked them questions, and immediately turned back because they were Muslims. Our people in this place have gone through things. We pray in this place like you would wonder, did we all come out here to become pastors and reverends in Christian way? It's everywhere. Even when somebody is doing something bad, he's praying. He knows he's fighting. He's telling God, please, I know this thing. Please take me out from this. Please take me out from this. Help me through it. That is how it is for every black guy here. Until he does what people do and gets more money, and the ecstasy of having gotten something from hopelessness now triggers them to be behaving somehow.
But what I want to find out is that these 52 people who have been arrested, is it confirmed? What is going on? Why were they arrested? That is what the listeners are asking. Or Bogene Kahamane, why were they arrested? That is what we want to know, because we are concerned for them. They are Biafrans, and we want to see what we can do to help them. Why were they arrested in Malaysia, 52 people?
Okay, thank you for that question. From what I think, I may have to revisit it, but there are sometimes you get, there are some levels you get some information you wouldn't want to be interested in those information again. Our people get arrested in this place for many things. The most reason being that they were either duped by the Malaysian school agent with a Nigerian school agent, or a Nigerian school agent telling them that there's something here. So when they get to this place, mostly with social visa, and the visa expires, of course, you know, in some days, when they get to this place and find out that there's no way for in this place, they will rather, and they will tell them, do you want to go back to Nigeria? How about the money you've spent? And the person will begin to look at the areas how he gathered the money to come to this place. Some will be going back to prison, some will be going back to another to fight, some will be going back to great shame. So many of them wouldn't want that. But then along the line, they were caught. Along the line, they were caught. Like in these days, some of the days, they don't allow people to rest in this place. Sometimes they stand on in your front. Sometimes they come in. Some people are here, information that they badge in, they break in through some people's doors, and they go there and ransack people. If you are caught lying down with just your underwear, you will be taken like that. That's what I heard. I actually saw one that was arrested in this place there about 3 weeks ago. He came out today and he was telling me, and I was looking, I was watching. He was telling me what was going on. He had his papers in the school.
Yes.
He had his papers in the school, but he has not completed the money.
And they
picked him up, and he was there like 3 weeks, and the school said they will not release it until he completes the money. And people around were able to move about to get the money and then give to them. That's what I heard yesterday. Yesterday and today.
Anyway,
he came out. Then he showed me some pieces of paper. Excuse me, please. He showed me some pieces of paper, about 50 pieces of paper or thereabout. I didn't count it, but there were many of petitions from people in prison. He told me that about 70 of them where he was are Igbos. Others were Benin. That's what he said. And they were writing pleas to help them out from this place. This place is not like, this place is not Europe. It's not US. It's not the Western world. We don't have that standard human rights in this place. We all run every day. We run every night. Unless you have your papers. Unless you have your genuine papers. Even if you have your papers and they are from the South, if you hear immigration, you will still run. But the northern brothers, they are moving about in the whole place, whether immigration or no immigration. Yeah, so that is one aspect of it.
Yes, but the only solution to the problem remains for us to get our own free and independent Biafran entity. That remains the only way, so we can restore some of our lost dignity, we can restore our pride as a people, we can restore all that has been taken away from us. Running from one place to the other, as most of them have found in the United States, that here you can relax and nobody bothers you, as long as you have 9 jobs to do in a day, you are fine. Then we have a very serious problem. But I'm very grateful to you for the insight you have given us today. And long may the education continue. That this is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You are welcome to join us if you are listening to us for the very first time on this day, the 27th of June in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu, and I have with me, in fact, we are broadcasting from the residence of our brother, Dr. Moses Wigwe, here in Corpus Christi in Texas. As we promised live on air that we will come here to broadcast from his place, that is precisely what we are doing. We'll be touring other cities in Texas. The Texas people are very, very formidable. We have credible Biafrans here. When we talk about the apathy, when we talk about the disgrace that is some of the people living in the United States, we are excluding the people of Texas because they have demonstrated their willingness to embrace Biafra. That is why we will be broadcasting from three cities here in Texas, talking about our people, what they have gone through, what they're continuing to go through in Malaysia, and the only solution being Biafra. How else can we make it possible? Because we say it is Biafra. What are we doing to bring about Biafra? Before we do, let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
How can we make it possible? Sorry, I'm trying to reduce my this thing. I'm trying to reduce the volume. Okay. This is Juan, who I called a couple of days back.
Yes.
From Los Angeles. Yes. Good afternoon, everybody.
And what's your name, please? What is your name, if you don't mind me asking? What is your name?
Odi. Moralo. I said it earlier.
Okay,
I'm sorry, didn't hear that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's good that we are discussing issues, and I love how our brothers and sisters are calling from all over the world to make their contribution so that everybody can hear everybody's voice.
Yes.
And see that we are all gingering up to free our people, because if we cannot free ourselves, nobody will do it for us. It has to be us. And I'm so grateful for all the sacrifices you are making, and the Radio Biafra as a whole team, and Belir Human Rights Organization, and the Council of Elders. We thank God for that. I also am happy that you are also seeing this struggle more from a spiritual point of view. Because I believe that as a Christian, that ultimately this is a spiritual war. And when we win it, God will win this Biafra for us, and we will see it. You know, we will see the hand of God as we move on. But we have to be a people who look up to God for our salvation, not to look up or believe that we are too strong to give ourselves salvation. No. Or that Nigeria is too strong to hold us back. No, they can't. But God will deliver us. Because the children of Israel, this is what they did. They were very idolatrous for several times. And but when God hands them over to their enemies to oppress them. And after the oppression, they begin to see that they are losing out. They come back to God. They cry to God again. And God's mercy comes back to them. So I believe that, you know, the more we look into this as a spiritual issue, the better for us as a people. And I thank God that our people are coming closer to God spiritually. It's very, very important. But is this struggle, it could end into anything. It really could end into a war. But in that war, if it there happens, God will be with us. That is what I want to tell Biafrans everywhere in the world. Let's look up to God. And because the freedom is our right, we can't just say, we'll give up. No, you give up, you die. Your freedom is your right. If the freedom of the Hausa Fulani is their right, and that of the Yoruba is their right, why shouldn't it be our own right? We have a right to self-determination, and we must stand behind that struggle. You know, I say this when I remember certain things that had happened during the war, and I imagined if it had happened in a different way, that Biafra would have stood. I remember Pyrrhus' death, and I said to myself, if somebody had taken his brother, or the, for example, taken the traditional references, I'm going to speak to him at a certain point in time when the Mokanas were planning to kill him. If Agnes had seen his brother and the traditional ruler in the gate, he would open the gate. And they sit him down and talk to him. This is what is happening. This is what you have to at least be secure yourself. Our story as a people would have been different. The life of millions of people would have been different. That's why I'm I'm taking a perspective on a spiritual issue regarding this. If Banjo was sent to the West during the Western Escapade, you know, that Ojukwu had called in some Igbo officers and said, this is so-and-so. If this happens, this is what you do to ensure that we are not subjected to betrayal. Biafra would have said, because his letters have been under Biafra, that's it, the war is won. And under if Lagos had been actually liberated, because Biafra wasn't going to capture Lagos, he was simply going to liberate it from Nigeria's government, because it was the seat of the Nigerian government.
Yes.
So it wasn't to enslave anybody, as Yoruba people claim, you know, because we don't enslave people, you know. So these are the aspects of spiritual service which I see, that if our people begin to see that in life, there are certain times it's just one little thing that could have happened. And that's where you know that the human might is limited. So that we give God glory and we look up to him for our salvation. But we march on with this struggle in Biafra. Let everybody get involved. It is not something for a few people. In the Bible, Bikono. You know, if I be for no plus question, I'll be found, you know, come. Nnamdị na-anọ ebe a na-ekwu okwu kwa oge, na-ekwu ndị mmadụ agbagharị na-eme nke a na-emebie. Anyị ga-anọzi ndị ọzọ echezie egwu ọnya na-ele ka ụmụnne anyị na fight for freedom, anyị nta agba nkịtị not behind. Ọ dị ọma. Anyị mara anyị na-alụ ọrụ eri ime na Amerịka. Mana anyị adị mma ndapụzi our own freedom maka anyị na-alụ ọrụ. Anyị ga-eme ọnụ ga-atụnye ife o nwere ike. Anyị ha sịrị anyị kọma ya ọgbọ ụfụfụ, anyị kọma ya ọgbọ ụfụfụ. Mgbe onye ọbụla tinyebara aka n'ife a, ndị Igbo siri igwere ike. Ike bụ igwe afọ ka ọ dị. Mana igwe ga-abịa onye igwe ga-adịgodu. Ụmụ igwe adịghị oke dịka ike ga-esi wee bịa.
Ike agaghị adị.
Ịlụ? Igwe gị igwe bụ ike. Na ndị be anyị bikonu, onye ọbụla ụmụ anụzila mgbe dị obi afa ọha anya gba nkịtị, gwa na onye nke ọzọ. Like I thought before, I said I was spreading flyers. Everywhere.
Yes.
Print your flyer. We will make a print your face of Radio Biafra. Everyone on the phone now. Finance will call. But where did Ghana come up? That day, up about you know, weight keeping. We will pull back from you. You know, Bula. You don't give me the flyer. Say I get bent to Radio Biafra. All the impact. Now I need to put out some money. Bamba, phone. I need a call. No matter. And the money I charge you do. Far charge you do. And the records are there to speak for itself. The records are there.
Thank you very much, my brother. You have thank you very, very much, Obi. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you, and may God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We take another call, please, before continuing. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Chinedu from Malaysia, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've already been trying to reach you since the program started, but Skype connection is not going through.
It's going through.
See, yeah, but I want to comment something about
a lot of people. I want to comment on Biafra.
I want to comment about the brothers that have been arrested here in Malaysia.
Yes.
See, there is one problem we are having. We are people in Malaysia. There is one problem we are having here. You know, because when you take the population of Nigerians in Malaysia, at least Igbo have our 85%, if I may say. Like the arrest that did 2 days ago, here that they said I arrested more than 50 people. Some of my friends are included. The arrest, the police people went to their house by 2 a.m. midnight, when everybody is sleeping. And I didn't know what the things they have committed. To their house. If you didn't open the house, they will break your house. Not the only problem, the most thing that pains me much is that they will not even come to your house and arrest you. They will take most of your tangible things. Sometimes they will take your shoes, they will take everything that in your house that didn't commit anything. Even if you have your paper, you will be in a prison for 2 weeks. They said that they are investigating for 2 weeks according to their law. They see your document, they know that you have a valid document. But because they came to your house by 2 a.m. arrest, you must be in prison for 2 weeks. Most of them didn't do anything. What offense did they commit by 2 a.m. in their house sleeping? Are you hearing me?
The world is hearing you, not just me. The whole world is listening to what you're saying. The world is listening to what
you're
saying.
Thank you, brother.
Yes.
Thank you, brother Mandy.
Yes.
most of the things that is happening here is because of sometimes our embassy is like, we Nigerians are here and not making use of it because they are not doing their job accordingly or how they should do it. Like, if you're an Igbo person, you have a problem, you want your embassy that will say this is our country. Because you're an Igbo person, they will not even allow you to enter inside the gate. You will be somewhere at the back, at the side corner of the gate, they will give you a form, you will fill a form before you enter inside embassy.
Why are they doing that? Excuse me. Why are they doing
that? I don't know. This is what exactly we are complaining. You know, January we have our international student conference with NAIS, state student NAIS, and state welfare. We have an international conference which we invite more prominent people from Imo State. This is what we complain. We Igbos here, we don't need Hausa. Because of our ambassador, is Hausa. They never bring Igbo people that knows our problem. They only bring Hausa from Hausa to Hausa. They never show concern. But if a Hausa guy have a problem and goes to
Hausa, stay where you are. We'll come back to you. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director. It's Val, who's come from the United Kingdom, London.
Yes, please, Val. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, once again, thank you, Chidera and Dr. Moses Ogo, for the work you're all doing there. God bless you all, and Dr. Moses' family as well, all of you for hosting us. On the issue of Malaysia, I think we have to also use the opportunity. The first guy that called there actually was the first person giving us a clear breakdown of the situation there.
Yes.
I've always known that was the situation. I always wanted someone there to say it. Because even European countries in the East that have not understood what democracy means and stayed in the under communism for a long time, if you ask them that are living in Russia, living in Ukraine, they will tell you the narration of their own story will be similar to what those in Malaysia are now saying. The lesson to be picked in all this is, indeed, Biafra and the two Pokano. Ha! But in there, because he got there, so he moved like he got Mugawasa. That's the truth. What do you have Mugawa Buddha is here as a Malaysian? What do you have Mugawa Buddha is here as Mugawasa? Because all her make, all that same region, Kaha comprises the majority of region there. The condition is only there, Mugawa, the minority. So, our people in Gawa, we have some had said on Apple. How all of this and that came with Rabban the Mirinu, because the way she, because only there, look at what that guy was saying, that every day they are paying, they don't know what will happen. Police are going to go out, but we know the situation has been there, and the situation of Nigerian embassy did not start today. Ask those people who went to the former CCCP, how they call them, Soviet Union. The same thing applies. Ambassadors. They will allow you to enter the embassy. Everything is different in the UK here. Not because more representation of everybody from different parts of that zoo here. But in all the other countries, when embassy, exclusively for Indian invite. If you're not invited, you go there, there to waste your time. They're not there to represent you. That's a fact. That's why all the time we decide to our own country. So, the moment in Malaysia, my heart really goes to them. I experience a little bit of what they are going through. I know that they're going through. But when we came in here now, we have to let them know. All I need is It's terrible. It's just that in your country, that's what it means.
It's terrible. It is terrible.
Thank you
very much for your call, please, Val. We appreciate it. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The person on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Bernande, how are you doing?
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead. Go ahead and make your point.
Hello?
Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, can we go to him to you? Yeah, what I'm trying to tell you before, Kabikonu, we need your help. I'm going to go to England in America. By 2 a.m., I don't know more about Kusia. I'm going to go to Ibrugi, Gawana police station. I'm going to go to Ibrugi. I'm going to go to China. 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 Kabikonu, you're not going to go. Oh, my God, you're going to go to the ambassador. I'm going to go home again. I'm going to go home again. I'm going to go home again. Men do buda la wa na deba. Even if as in a hugi nuzo, jogi la kukogi, where is your passport or you went out kukote, make it all the difference. That when you tell me you madam by 2 a.m, 3 a.m on the yona, I could take you nora. All of you, it's a new nora, but kitchen zuki, they can handle shit like a new madam. Kadikono, you are in a hugi buda.
Thank you. I'll answer. I can answer. Listen, my brother. We have heard what you have said. I am Nugoma, Ike Chuku, what everybody is saying, including Valentine. Who called from England? There is always a solution to these things. Is to solve problems. Anyway, a very simple solution to this very intractable problem. The Hebrews, the Israelites went through the same thing during their years of endless wandering all over the world without their own state. If you don't have your own state, people will insult you and humiliate you every blessed day of your life because you are nobody. You are nothing. They can treat us anyhow they like. Now, are you people asking us to go to Nigerian government that hate us even more than the Malaysian people to go and plead with them? They hate us even more. There is nobody to speak for us. You people should spend your time harassing each and every Biafran in the United States to wake up. They are the ones holding you prisoners. When you are being arrested in Malaysia, the people responsible for that are those people in the United States doing nothing. 7, 8, 9 jobs every day, blessed day. They are the ones responsible for your misery. Because if they wake up, we will get Biafra. Once you get Biafra, you will have honor, you will have dignity, wherever you go to. People will respect you for who you are. Right now, we are nothing. We are nobody. Regardless of how much we protest, regardless of how much we lament, as long as you don't have a country of your own to look after your interests, to protect you, you are nobody. Including myself, I am nobody. If the American government decides to arrest me and try to deport me, the British government will speak or say something about it. Because there is no other person who will say anything for me or for my sake. Do you think that Nigeria will come out to defend Nnamdi Kanu if I'm being deported? The answer is no. Let us go and take this call, please. Before we go to Gemba, the caller on the phone, turn your system down. The caller on the phone, turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Like for instance, and of Saudi Arabia 2007 to 2009. So I will never get into a thousand country, who will look at another country, even at the point I'm on my house. Just let me know that my house, the man I have just been a pushing Allah. If you don't look at like this, I put it in here. No matter what you throw, I'm not going to be an hour. I'm not going to work here. I'm not going to be an hour. I'm not going to be an hour. So in that way, some of the habits you have to do go into a paper. I'm going to go to a patrol. I'm going to go to a paper. but I'm not in our house, just in my arrest. Luckily to me, you know, one of my friends, a good musician, Onyala, you know, I've made that day line from police station. So, Major Queen, no, I just want to require arrest again in KG deport time. So, can I not deport time? I'm going to Nigeria now. Trehu, Lebanon, deport my mother. I'm there. Now, because of the man I have, so I was like, my name is Moko Yanam Ramayan, not that time. On our own, not just on us. So, I bully your face, so because ambassador of Nigeria, because all these things. Well, I read the letter to Chile too, because I feel like the only ambassador on Malaysia, no name of that. Worldwide, Nigerian ambassador, everywhere, that had, every single way, they had each, we had, you know, they protect the rights of the Nigerian government, and I'm talking about the ambassador citizen, more especially, Igbos. So, I'm a military here, because the man has, so I was about to ask, so I was na ambassador ya na ma hukwe anya na ambassador ndi mi jene kone izite na aga ano ochia anya nkiwe na wabu jene kumwa eno osheba olawara nye ya huye buu mwoke no no eme di hiya ato yi di potu because na ma hose ebe nishi anasne mishi Jews na mishi Israel ane ozi nka nika ya kosumu wa hala de na nese ambassador ndi mi jene na diko nite nile te higo pe ewe iki di potu mke lawa I'll make the year before sign Aram at the port. We use that and our Kemuku and Akano Kamida and Akano. I do want to make sure that I'm saying this. I feel a little bit apart and I'm making sure I'm moving here for me. It's an engine that are from one side the issue. The battles on Latin and Gira, that may come into the bed to them. But we should put in a lot of lava. So in the buying. I'm going to go to the house. Or carry the money in a parabola, not able to do the Macaya those places. Because over every day, we have a problem. And all this over the Nara Muna work like Malaysia. Oh, we keep going by for no reason, even if we are in good state in a south, and we will buy our own number to move from all states, this story did in a 2 Nala, or bring the Albania, home for the end. At that time, maybe we should know how to just a good thing only like this. See, you can buy a name on Friday. Just behind she shall on that day, which I think you could not even all those kind of things. You know, all those things, you know, human rights, and the way anybody like I'm Mama, I think one of the guy lots of thousands of all these things. Everybody has issued me. So, but the new hire, you know, all you had to happen in Nigeria, which you want to go. So I thank God for opportunity to move to America, but the American has some more talk because now I am the privilege of being here, but all I have some more talk. I have seen my people doing the work in America here. Group the answer to be like this. One of the entry men, you have to go. So all the weapon so much, and we saw the man the money now. It's very common every day. So the children can have money in the future. God will push you there. So, but at the same time, the Bible is written on Abahanaga and the situation on Abahanaga. Because, like, when I walk in a little bit, she could, like, go with your money, some other Arab world. Or the Lord will make you lost. Even when you will lost, Kadama. Because, embassy and Yaman protesting for any reason. DJ, not the embassy itself, now. The security channel of them, indigenous security of the country. I hope they have to put outside. They didn't send me there. They only provide the ambassador there. Why? Whoever now outside they can ask right here in Acho. Come on, and Nigeria, not an email freezing man, not Senegal, across Senegal, Enugu State, come. Now, when the Nigerian national freezing that place, telling him for you and I am. After embassy, I'm going to rescue you. Ask now the police, but any Nigerian person arrest. Police remember I'm a meeting. Police remember the arrest because of just this agreement expire. I'm going to Nigeria, and I'm going to Nigeria, and I'm going to Nigeria. I'm going to Nigeria, and I'm going to see, I know I put $300 before I have all those five things. I know because of the embassy, and I'm going to send it to Nigeria, and I'm going to go 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 to N all those things. I didn't hear anything as Nigeria, I mean, I could Biafra and all those countries. But since the way for it, I need to go for it. I need to go for it. I'm not in here. Because for now, I can not like a slave.
I cannot, I'm not in Dallas, Ubu.
Yeah.
Oleke gale ototo obodo di ichi ichi. N'ihi na bi mara
tele ugu.
Eh eh.
Gala so many country. Even like South America, many places.
Eh eh. Egbali akwara na give message gbarute be the land of the free. Dika ha na si ekwe na obodo. What we have to say is very very simple. There is a simple solution to this problem. The simple solution to the problem is for us to have our own independent Biafran state as a country that can defend us when we get into all manner of trouble outside our country. There will be no dignity. If you look all around the world now, if you say you were a Jew before 1948, I got justice outside. They will disgrace you and even kill you. But today, you will be insane to touch an Israeli because you know the force that will come after you. That is what we need. The people stopping us from getting Biafra are those people living in the United States of America. They are the Igbo people living in America. They are the ones that have seen good life and have abandoned their people. So when you are suffering in Malaysia, blame the people in the US. When you are suffering in Saudi Arabia, blame those of them in the US. Wherever you find yourself, blame them here. Because they don't care. When nobody cares about you, when you don't regard your own people as anything, they will be disgraced all over the place. That is what is happening.
Yes.
And I blame those of them in America for doing that. Their selfishness is what is putting us in the mess that we are in at the moment. That is why they have to be woken up. Everybody must face their own reality and do something about it. There is no need for us to complain all the time. The solution is extremely simple. When people tell me, let us pray to God to help us and can, I always remind them of an Igbo saying. Asena Chineke nyere nwata ji awo na nye mbaso oji egwe o sigi na Chineke gaga gworo gi ji. He will give you the tools to do the job, but you have to have the courage and the conviction to go and do it yourself. God can't come from heaven to give us Biafra. It is impossible. He will give us the men, the women, the intellect, the tools to be able to do it. It is for those of them in America to realize that they have these tools or not. They are a disgrace to our race. They are a disgrace to our people, and we must remind them because we are here. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. Let's go and see what Dr. Egemba makes of this whole thing. We keep saying we'll go back to the studio panelists here, but we'll go back to them in a short while. Let us hear what Dr. Chukwuma Egemba has to say. Please, Doctor, you are live to our studios here in Corpus Christi, in Texas. What would you like to say?
Thank you very much, Nande. I want to obviously join the our callers, our listeners all over the world to thank you and our host for the job well done. And also to contribute to this topic about the Malaysia. I've read it and they have had the opportunity to contribute to it on the, in the Facebook as well. What is happening here? I want to make our people understand one thing. What we are suffering, not only in Malaysia, but what our people, Igbo people, Biafran people are suffering everywhere is what I can call triple jeopardy, not double, triple jeopardy. One, we are suffering in the hands of our own people. Now, just as Nadia, just not only those in America, there are also people all in different parts of the world who feel that they are comfortable where they are. They don't want to care about others. Then you have our people in Igbo land itself, the people who are supposed to at least be able to show some element of compassion to know what is happening to their fellow citizens. Nobody is interested. We have a toothless bulldog in the name of Ohaneze. And there's no any other organization that is in place or replacing Ohaneze or can speak for Igbo people. So, knowing all these things, the federal government capitalized on that to deal with our citizens with impunity, with any way, manner they like. Now, that translates, now, that is Nigeria is the second jeopardy, that is the second forces against our people within the country. And they are using their ambassadors, carefully selected, carefully trained, carefully primed, carefully briefed on how to put down our people, send them across the world, more especially to those countries that the nation state where they are posted to are so hostile to our people. And you have a hostile ambassador in a hostile country, hostile to our citizens. What do you expect? Now, then you have the third jeopardy, the country where these our people find themselves, like the Malaysians of this world or the Arab countries, and of also in Eastern Europe, Russia in particular, to a large extent Ukraine, and some others, because these countries do not have the necessary democratic institutions overseeing what is happening. They don't have the institutions, they don't have the non-governmental organizations that can poke eyes and ask questions. Their democratic institutions are not developed to the point that one person can raise up, ask question and get answer. Their press are not developed that they can investigate these matters, ask question. So, if you are an Igbo person, you are not in America, you are not in Europe, and to a certain extent, some countries in South, in the Caribbean and Central America, you are on your own. Now, what I want to then ask is this. I'm quite sure that my brother...
Go ahead.
Is there any how protest can help this matter? If our people... why do you have to protest? Let them arrest all of you, kill all of you in common, then in unity. Then the whole world will ask questions.
Please, will Dr. Egemba, it be possible? Dr. Egemba, will I will have to possible? Ask
can
you
I
to wait.
Please?
No, because we stay where you are. You're not going away. Remain where you are. Let us go and take this call. Remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Prince Riema Adazi. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Tampa in Florida. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi in Texas. Go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes, brother, I thank you all for all your struggle, and I thank the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are in the whole world, I thank you all. And I want to use this opportunity to ask Ndibo, wherever you are, please pray for the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, the restoration of Republic of Biafra. Please, all Igbo men, women, young and old. I myself in Tampa here, Onyema, Prince Onyema, Anozie, I have established Igbo Bia Christ Gospel Foundation, of which if you go on internet, you will see it, Igbo Bia Christ Gospel Foundation. I have established CBC, Church of Biafra in Christ in Tampa here, and I'm using this very opportunity to ask all Igbos to come next year for Ojukwu Memorial Day celebration. We do it in Tampa here every last Saturday of May, of which wherever you are, as an Igbo man, as a Biafran, you know what 30th of May means for the whole of Igbos, because Biafra is not yet sovereign, and that is why we use, instead of calling it Biafra Independence Day, we use Ojukwu Memorial Day celebration. So I'm using this very opportunity to invite all of you, all Igbos, please, Radio Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, we shall have again Ojukwu Memorial Day on the last day of May next year, because the one for this year is already gone. And I'm asking Radio Biafra to please put it on record. I have also published a magazine for Biafra Struggle. So it's just like my very self in Tampa here. I need your support from home. I need your phone number. My phone number, if you can call me from anywhere in Igbo land or anywhere in the diaspora, my phone number is the area code 813-546-4426. and they also are using this opportunity to let Igbos know that you have CBC, Church of Biafra in Christ in Tampa here, and also you have a Biafra Embassy in Tampa here, which I single-handedly established. I didn't even know that Radio Biafra will be coming to Texas before. I've been doing all this by myself, so I need your help, please. I need you all to, you know, recognize that somebody in Tampa here is doing this single-handedly. Mm-hmm. And I thank every one of you, and I thank every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Biafra must be restored. Because my eyes have seen the promised land. I pray every day. The Lord showed me 2005 that the road from Enugu to Lagos is closed. The Lord showed it to me. The Lord showed me last month the land of promise, which means the Lord said, this is the land of Isopo, the island of Isopo, full of milk and honey. And I've been preaching the gospel. The island full of milk and honey, island of Isopo. Please, Umuigbo, wherever you are, we are in exile. I've been in Tampa here for almost 30 years. I don't want my children to go home and be a second-class citizen. I mean, in Tampa here, there are people in Tampa, Florida here, USA, who have been here for more than 40 years. They cannot go home because of frustration, because of condition of Nigeria. Please pray all Igbos. I'm glad for Radio Biafra. I'm glad for indigenous people of Biafra. I support every inch of struggle anybody is doing to restore Biafra. This is all I want to say now, because since yesterday, I've been very glad, I've been praying. My number again is area code 813-546-4426, and my email is fbizmag@yahoo.com. My name is Prince Onyemano Z from Tampa, Florida. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you very, very much. Please, before you go, your number is important to all the people, because you are doing a sterling job in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Thank you very much. Please call your number again slowly, so not just for people in America, people from anywhere else in the world who may wish to get into contact with you. Please call your number again very, very slowly, please.
My number, first of all, my name is Prince Pastor Onyema Anozie. Prince Pastor Onyema Anozie. My phone number is area code 813-546-4426. One more time, 813-546-4426. If you go online, you still can see. Go online and Google Igbo Biafra Christ Gospel Foundation. Igbo Biafra Christ Gospel Foundation. You will see it on the internet.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. We are very grateful for that, please. And we are grateful for all of you. It's just only him at Tampa Bay in Florida doing this marvelous work. We welcome him. We are also inviting the next caller on the phone to please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi here in Texas, United States of America. Thank you very much, my sister. Go ahead, the whole world. Give us your name, where you're calling from, because the whole world is listening.
Now, my name is Rita Ruborg. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
All right, sir. I think the film is getting interesting every day. It is getting interesting every day. The brother that spoke last, the brother that just spoke last, he spoke with so much passion that I am weeping here. How I wish that Biafran brothers and sisters will listen to him tonight and will we will come out the way he has come out, so that all of us will join hands to bring Biafra into reality. Fine, the other brother that spoke, that have traveled almost all the parts of the world and still have not found peace. He has traveled everywhere in the world and still have not found peace. I want to use this opportunity to tell our Biafran brothers and sisters that we cannot find peace until we have come home, until we have gone to that place that God destined us to be. There is no running helter-skelter. It will not help us. It will not do us any good. Let us all come out and make sure that we go home. We have suffered, our parents have suffered, so that our children will not suffer. We are slaves where we find ourselves today. But I know that from the beginning, God did not make us slaves. Let us go home. Biafra will come and people will enjoy it. Like I used to tell people here in Nigeria, I said, I will die a miserable death if I die without seeing Biafra. Likewise, every other person. Likewise, every other person, look at what you are doing. Look at how you are stretching yourself. Look at how you are traveling from one place to the other, calling their friends to come together. And there are still people who are still doubting. It will not take place. It will not come to be. It will not take place. Now, I want to tell them that by the time you have killed your spirit in anything that you want to do, and your spirit is already killed, your spirit is already destroyed, you may not achieve it. Why I am saying it is that I know the caliber of people that I know you. I've been following you for some time now, and I know that with people like you, we will not suffer when we go home. I am calling our dear brothers and sisters all over the world. Let us plan to come home so that our children will enjoy, so that our children will no longer be slaves like we are. That is what I'm saying. I love Biafra. I love all of you. I love our children. I don't want them to suffer what I've suffered. We are suffering in Nigeria. We are suffering. We are slaves here. A situation where you go to school, you make first class, you come out, you cannot find job. Meanwhile, a handsome boy or girl who do not know how to spell his name is your boss in the office. I travel to Kano, Bible University in Kano. I work my heart out. You see girls, tiny girls. You watch all the years, tiny outside girls that do not know how to speak English. What they wear from their head to their toe, you wear it, it's worth in millions. And you see them find their first cars. 5-6 of them are married by one man. You see their plate number. How Germany not one? How Germany not two? How Germany one man? 4-5 flights. Where is this money coming from? They need it from the east. They go to north to enjoy it. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Let us come home. The more we have oil, even without oil, we can survive. We are Biafrans. We are Israelites. We can survive. If we are surviving here in Nigeria, by the time we go home, we'll survive. I look forward to a Biafra here. Our children will no longer pay school fees to go to school. I look forward to a Biafra where I will not be made to recharge and recharge and recharge before I can make call. I look forward to a Biafra that I can buy whatever car I like with major amount of money, drive it anyhow, and I will no longer be a slave in my fatherland. That is a Biafra that I cry for. And I pray that what you guys are doing, God will see us through.
Amen. Amen and amen to that. If people are not moved by what you have said, I don't know what will move them. Because as you're speaking on the air so movingly right now, we are getting confirmation that there is no need for Radio Biafra to come to California. We don't have Biafrans in California. What you have there are Igbo people, not Biafrans. We don't have people in Cali. Yes, we can tell that. You can say that categorically live on air that there are no Biafrans in California. What you have are Igbo people that do their 9 jobs and go to parties on the weekend and call Igbo meetings.
Who are the Igbos and who are the Biafrans? Can you imagine that even people from Cross River, people from our problem. They are in the forefront of Biafra. Kenya my get to see high, you get to see it. Kenya. But the Biafras are not in California. Those eagles, who are they? What are their surnames? Are they not Okoro Okaka and Umo Ogunlambi? Are they not Igbos? Are they not their fans?
They are not, unfortunately.
Are they enjoying life in California?
They are. They're enjoying life over here. They don't care about what happens to our people in Malaysia. They don't care about the killings in the north. They don't care about the humiliation. They are very, very comfortable. And we should leave them alone and proceed and go and get Biafra. And if
these counselors are raping our sisters every day. They are raping us every day. We are allowing them to just take everything that God has given to us. Oh, it is not good. Ilena drama. So that when we die, our parents who fought for us, 1967 to 1970, are in the welcome us and say, come, my brave children, you have done well, you have done me proud. If we die without achieving the answer, I think our generation will be cursed for it. We are educated, we are scattered all over the world, we have all it takes. To be Biafra, it will be what our parents did not have. In 1967, Nandi, there was no telephone like this, there was no internet like this, there was no Facebook. How many radio things do we have? And now God has given us everything, we are intelligent, we are educated, and everything, and people still want Biafra to go like this, people want to remain slaves all the days of their life. It is our culture. If the men cannot give up Biafra, let the women, Biafra, let it be men, if the men are tired, the women are not tired, because our children are suffering, if the men cannot go, I am calling on the women to come so that we go, let the women come so that we go.
Thank you very, very much. You have spent your time calling from Lagos, of all places, from Nigeria. You are calling Radio Biafra in Texas. They cannot do what you have done. These people are in America and it is free to call. The number we are using here in the United States, it is T-Mobile number. $50 every month. You can make as many calls as possible within the US. These people are not only cowardly, they are bringing dishonor and disgrace to the names they are bearing. They are bringing that name into disrepute. I want them to go and do a deed poll and change all their names. They are a disgrace to the people that gave birth to them. They should not exist as a people, and that is why we are suffering. You are calling from back home, gingering people who are comfortable and well off in America. They should all be ashamed of themselves. Here in the moment to even see these people, I don't know who gave birth to them. God, may God forgive them. Thank you very much, my sister, for calling, and may God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much, and may God bless you. That's our sister Rita Nibwoko calling from the zoo itself. She is not an animal, but she's in the zoo trying to free them, trying to open the cage. Trying to open the door of the cage so that people may be free. This is Radio Biafra. We still have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba on the line. We are returning to him in London to continue from where he left off, to round up for us so that we may be able to go and take other calls. America is a disgrace, a complete and total disaster of the people living here, and it's a shame to associate myself with some of these people here. Is Dr. Egemba there, please?
Yes.
Yeah, please go ahead. Is Dr. Egemba there? Let us go and take this call. I don't think he is. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. And good morning.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm so much happy for what you are doing, you know. I'm very, very grateful. But you know, I don't need to prolong much because what I want to go straight is about our people that live in America, you know? Hello?
Yes, you've not given us your name, my brother, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I said my name is Sinedu. I'm calling from Denmark. Or you call me Omega.
Yes, yes.
I'm calling from Denmark.
Yes, yes. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, our people that live in America, sometimes you don't need to blame them because, you know, hamburger and the McDonald's have made them to forget where they come from. You know, sometimes even now myself, I start to imagine, is it those people who call themselves Igbo people? Is it those people that make smile? When I was in my, or when I was tight, I thought that Igbo man is very strong, but now I can even realize that even the woman is better than Igbo man.
Of course, of course.
Sorry to say that.
Ije man, you have to know about my name.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Women are infinitely better than the men.
Yeah.
Anytime, any day. Go ahead, please.
Believe me, because I'm very, very confused. Why that? Look at our Hausa and Yoruba. They say that Yoruba and our Hausa man is a cow. But look at what they are doing us. They are tormenting us. The people that are people not work for our fight, they are right. I'm very sad. But this day, the evil one can only intimidate his own brother. I told you the problem that I'm going to do. My own fellow brother, man, from her, I was. Not a white man that I had a car that I only want to use my phone to get better. That's what he put me to this bondage today. I've been before. He came to court and said that he told me when I want to slap my hair. He said it. But today, look at Hausa and the Yoruba. Our people that in America, it seems like they have forgotten where they come from. They went to somewhere else. That's why they're trying to build the drop everywhere, forgetting that their place is on fire. Believe me, I'm very disappointed. I'm just, I don't know how to put it, but I'm not happy. Come on, you have done a good job. The people you are talking to is just like talking to a death. Even the death must come out, except maybe you will use special ring to break that in two, because if somebody has seen that he's enjoying when he drinks tea, they put McDonald's, they make a lot of sauce. How can you think that he remember his room? Except by the grace of God. I tell you, I'm very sick. I'm very sad. How can you think that our people, they are killing them? How someone will come to Igbo land and rape our women? People are just sitting down. Oh God.
It's very, very sad. It's extremely sad.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, because this thing people are talking here, I feel like, because I believe in icon, you know, you don't need to waste time. When is that our people that went on it and started killing people, they said that they are criminal, where them? And they cannot get perform. They cannot perform again, where them? Those people that think it's not a where them? They cannot ask to degrade their family.
It's terrible. Yeah. It is terrible. We have Nigerian politicians here masquerading as Igbo people in America. They are politicians not doing anything, trying to ride on the back of Radio Biafra. They don't know we are inscrutable. We cannot be compromised. Let's put it that way, because this is Radio Biafra.
Believe me, the truth. What I need, whatever you will take, because this is the war we have, let it happen. You better you die in front of war than to die in silence. I live in the north, but my partner, how can you went to America and try to bring our people together, but they are still being looking white, man. Oh my God, eh?
It's terrible. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling. That is Omega calling all the way from Denmark. We must tell the Americans the truth. I got one hand carries Yoku, because they don't feed anybody. We feed ourselves. We are Biafran people. We are Igbo people. I know one man carries Yoku. You can have your fat house in America. You can have whatever thing you have in Lagos. You are not feeding anybody. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. Some of you are not worthy even of the Igbo names you are bearing. You are not worthy to answer those names. California is a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name. The world is waiting to hear your voice. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Morocco.
Kingsley from Morocco, your voice is extremely low. Let's try and improve it. Go ahead. The world is listening. Please, go ahead.
Okay, firstly, I want to thank you, Mr. Nnamdi, for your work. Well done. and the, our host there in America, our sister that is there. I want to thank all of you for all.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. When you turn it down, you call us back, please. Turn your radio down and then you call us back. That this is Radio Biafra. We warn people, when you call us, you turn your system off. If you turn your system off, it feels very strange. When I'm talking to you, I'm hearing my own voice coming back at me. We are not in the zoo. It's only people who are in the zoo that experience that. We hear the systems are working perfectly well. We are grateful to all of you who have been calling. My brother, please, Okekem, we would like you to please call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Do not be afraid. Do not be frightened. Here we tell you the truth the way it is. Yes, Moses, you have heard so much. America is coming under so much criticism. It is inexcusable, the level of apathy and wickedness in the United States. In fact, we'll tell our people back home, when they see somebody coming from the U.S., to scrutinize that person, because that person is a bag of selfishness. Please, you may proceed.
Well, I don't share that view that the Biafrans in America are selfish.
No, you don't have Biafrans. You have Igbo people in America,
well,
not Biafrans.
Yeah, I call
there
them.
There are a few Biafrans.
No, not all of them. You know, the
I beg to disagree with you. No. They are not Biafrans. They are answering Igbo names. They are not. It takes more to be a Biafran. It takes your mother to make you Igbo is to give birth to you. You're answering an Igbo name, Ifani Chukwu Obinna. That does not make you a Biafran. For you to become a Biafran, you have to be spiritually cleansed. But please continue.
I will explain to you why I say they are Biafrans, even though I have not showed up here today in person.
Not just people here, those of them in California are very, very bad.
Well, I don't know. In California, you have a lot of Biafrans over there, I can tell you that. Maybe you have just talked to a few of them, and those ones are not able to host. That doesn't make it that all the Biafrans, they are no longer Biafrans. Radio Biafra has been in the U.S. for less than 2 weeks. You know, you are here on a awareness tour. People still doesn't know much about Radio Biafra.
Are they not hearing about the killing of our people back home? They don't read newspapers?
Yes, they do.
Are they not hearing about what is happening to us all over the world?
Cattle raiders are
raping our women?
Right, they do. As a lot of them are frustrated. They don't know what to do. And they don't know that there's Radio Biafra. So it's going to be time we tell. Most of them have good education, have PhDs. If they may have a PhD in their field, they still need a little education on Biafra. Most of them don't know what's going on.
Maybe PhD in common sense, you mean?
Well, they have to know what's going on, where we are going, what Radio Biafra is doing, what Bileh Human Rights Initiative is doing, what the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra is doing. We have to make them aware there's a Biafran government. The reason why they don't hear about it is that those people, they don't get oil allocation from the federal government. They don't bribe anybody. They won't have about their business as usual. I can tell you which time people in the U.S., all the Biafrans, or you call them Igbo, whatever you call them, they will come in and join this cause.
Yes, we must tell the caller on Skype to wait, please. Agunobi on Skype, remain where you are. We are coming to you next. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, director. It's Valentine Osuana from UK, London.
Yes, please. Yes.
I just feel the same way you feel. You know, what I'm going to tell you. Just like what our host, Dr. Moses Nugo, is trying to explain, I give ED very taking a calm with Omuna in America. All the disappointing, no many other than the one. But they feel him, just like he's saying, for a long time, a lot of things have been happening, and no one seems to be standing up for us. And, we went there, as you can remember, just to see if we can also get them acquainted with what we're doing and see that we can get them and wake them up. We already knew that they are sleeping. We knew, because we knew that when you calculate the numbers we have and you see the kind of support coming into the Radio Biafra, you will see that it doesn't tally. Something was wrong. There was a disconnect. And that disconnect is that they have, either because of the complete nonsense that was in and then the death of Ikemba, probably they decided that was it. But, you know, So we need to find out. We need to find out from brothers like Moses Mugwe, and the others like Obi Mugwe, who called from New Jersey, as a Baltimore. And the others, well, because for me, I feel that people like Dr. Moses Mugwe and Tidera to have come out and actively participate, even though they live in America, in spite of this level of indifference in America, people like Moses Mugwe and Tidera are heroes and heroes. For me, these and the brothers that you, the two brothers you met in Atlanta, these brothers should be completely respected, because if what we are seeing and these few were able to show interest across the Atlantic and they came out and met you, received you, and they are still there, we need to really thank them. But it is through them that we are going to find out how can we reach the rest. They are there, they are the ones that made the culture of the state. I myself, you know, I have gallivanted everywhere, I don't know much about it, I've never stuck my foot there. If I had a problem, I would have been able to bring some ideas of how to reach them. But I have one thing to tell them. You see, there are children they've had. We have had a brother that lived in Canada. He passed away about 2 years ago. His house in the village has been taken over by weeds. Because when we try to bring him back, to come and bury him in the house he built, the mansion, his kids, who have never traveled back to Biafra land, they didn't feel that was home. And they decided against it and said, no, they want him buried where they can always go, which makes sense, and remember him and clean up his burial site and all that. Now, everything about him back home is almost like he never existed. Now, there are kids, they are having their go to schools, they rub minds with other people from other parts of the world. The Chinese that came to America before us are still answering Chinese Americans. The Jews are still answering Jews Americans. Everybody is still attaching their identity to the big America. What will their own kids attach? Will they hide under the umbrella of African Americans? And then under the umbrella, when they not open it, everybody will be saying, I'm Ghanaian American, I'm this American, I'm that. What will they say? You know, the average child of the person from any woman tells his kids the truth of what happened. They tell them that they are the ones that own the country. I went to partially my primary school in the Southwest before my dad returned me and sent me to go to school in the East West to learn where I come from. Because of one incident, visitors came and they asked me where I come from. Instead of me to say I come from Imo State or from where I'm from, University of Baton, I said I come from Fadi. My dad was, my late dad was so upset. I covered it. And later I told my mom, I have to go home so I can know where I come from. I thank God he did that very singular action. He took that action. Now he enabled me to know what it means to know me. More in the language with the man of Akko. I'm seeing what it means to be an Igbo. But what I'm telling them in America, if we don't wake up and do something, I can't even know an Igbo. Omoha can never solve the original Igbo. If I don't have to, if you all have to run with the from their parents, I don't have to have an Igbo at all. And the one, if I don't have to have an Igbo, hey, here is the opportunity. But all I mean is, I don't think it's too hard with them one day. They should tell us. Can you make a plan on how to reach them? How much are you reaching? How do you reach them? I give up that hope. Because everything is all lost. But we need to work on it. We can't give up.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. That was our brother who has been an avid supporter of Radio Biafra. Let's go to the caller who has been waiting very, very patiently on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Hi, my name is Joseph Obia, calling from Sweden, aka Agunlodi.
There, one more comment. There, well, go ahead, please. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
When that is make negative na ezibo aru na alo.
Thank you.
And the second nke boya bu that ni wejuru ma afọ na omume umunna ayi no si kpolo onwe ha ndi Biafra all over the world na eme. Sometimes ona adin ka our ancestors are caused to go all the Biafrans because they have forget to do what they're supposed to do. That is why anybody, anywhere in or off, may feel what does of Ndala. And you end up losing that what you have got. That's your comfortability. There is no any Igbo man or any Biafran, Niger Africa, Niger Nigeria, for example. Tolije and Biafra, which is East. Adaga with the escort. That is not life. You are a slave in your own country, even more with all your wealth. The thing now, Bamala and the Umunna and America or whatever they call. No matter how many documents you have, you are not an American citizen. And no matter how many documents you have, you cannot deny where you come from. Our forefathers who fight for our Biafran are totally disappointed in us. That is the main problem. In the rich of one does, if you learn how to do ma. What is happening? I don't know, man, and Igbo. Things are here before, and there's now. Because of Ndi Nai, Ndi Biafra, Ndi Nai, and Habrazi Biafra. Do to Igbo, in America. America, for somebody fighting for America, there were slaves. Everyone did Jeleba as a slave. Which give them out to you people in America. Instead of you to come out to fight for your own Biafra, your own land, if now we're not a boga, feel what to go to go to. I am totally disappointed in our Biafran brothers. This is no time to sit back. This is time to wake up and come out and take what is yours and what is your right, so that our ancestors in the middle of we are happy. They fight for us. The obodo and Chineke Gozila Gozi tinye mmanu enime. You know, you disappointed them. They keep their life for nothing. So you know, woman now, brother, the Iwe never won too much. Anywhere you are, please see your own Biafra brother as you are as one negi. Motivate each other. Yeah, do a libo. That's na only I put anywhere in a gas if only sulibo. Only a hat on or a tony, man onion teacher. Oh, no, you had you a malundibo. And that is what we known as. Man, at this time, was if anywhere in a gift only sulibo in a gas seeker, which is a curse. We need to break that curse and get our Biafra. Nigeria cannot stop us on getting Biafra. It's, the problem is from our brothers. Yes. We
in America, those of them in America are the ones stopping us. They are. It's very, very sad. It's very sad.
To know with your fucking American citizen, your family, your relative, your cousins, not in Nigeria, they are dying every day. They don't have 95% of Anambra doesn't have any job. There is kidnapping, there is slapping, there are a lot of tragedies happening in Nigeria, happening in that country called Nigeria Zoo or whatever. You know, a girl who knows, but let's cut. Is it life?
It's very sad. Very sad.
It's not now anymore.
It's not. It's terrible. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling. Everybody is upset this evening with those of them in America. We are very, very upset with them. They are not here for me. Yes.
Because actually, he put on this reading through on how to support our Biafra team, you know, by tomorrow. So that because the only seat at home and they don't want to come out.
They will come out with people like you gingering them up. Believe you me, if they hear your voice, they will come out. Ngozi is also doing very well with the husband as well. Thank you very much. You will get all the details. Thank you very much and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Our brother has been waiting on the phone. We are taking your calls today because we came late to you yesterday. please stay where you are. Don't forget, we are coming back again in the next 3 hours on Radio Biafra. We are here to serve you. Please give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Henry. I'm coming from Switzerland. Can you hear me?
Yes, Henry from Switzerland. We can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Exactly. Actually, I've been following your program for a week, and it's a nice program. It's a very interesting program. Yes, actually, I said you people actually doing wonderful work, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Then I discovered something that ever since I've been listening to the calls that have been coming to you people, most of the calls are coming from abroad. They are coming from Malaysia, United States, Europe, London, so many places. Then few calls are coming from the are coming from the country. So what I discovered is this, that why calls are coming from abroad is because the internet access is very okay. Unlike the internet access we have in Nigeria. I believe in one thing. When we're talking about revolution, for revolution to come, the first thing that helps revolution to be actualized is awareness, which is exactly what you are doing now. This is wonderful. You are creating the awareness. You are making people to know what is on ground in order to actualize, in order to get out this thing. It's a very wonderful thing. But I'm talking about the people in the nation. Do they also have access to this information, just like we outside have? Do they have enough internet access to be listening to this program, which
I'll,
is going on
I'll
right
answer
now?
You. I'll
that
answer
is
you.
One, that is one.
I'll answer you. Stay where you are. Don't get where I'm coming. I will answer you. They don't have access to the internet. They don't. A majority of them don't have access to our programming, because if they did, we would not need all these people here. They don't have the access. What we are trying to do is to acquire a transmitter. We can mount the transmitter, and everybody around West Africa can hear us every evening, every morning. That is what we are fighting for. The money is not complete yet. That is why they are running in America. In America, they don't want to contribute towards the transmitter. Americans are afraid to host Radio Biafra. They are afraid to come out and support every initiative towards Biafra, because they are interested in politics, waiting for Igbo presidency so they can go and look for contract. That is what they are doing in America, especially those of them in California. And we are saying no to that. We are going to get Biafra regardless of what they do. I will tell them what Golda Meir said to the Jewish community when he came to America. Regardless of what you do, if you like, you follow us. If you like, you don't. We are going to get Biafra, but we are showing them one thing. They will need visa to come into their own country when the time comes. Let them not be under any illusion. We are going to get Biafra if they like it or not. We want them to be smiling and laughing at themselves, attending their useless parties over the weekend. We are telling them we are going to get Biafra if they like it or not. The same way that idiots were laughing at Lot when he told them that they have to leave the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. The same way that some of them were laughing at Noah when the ark was being built. The way that the flood consumed the fools is how they are going to be left behind. They will be left behind. Let them not be under any illusion. We have Biafran women who are dedicated. We have our women all over the world who are fighting this cause, not just Igbo men. We have Biafran women who are at the forefront of this cause, and in any venture that our women come out to fight, they always succeed. We must warn them today in America. Let them not say we did not hear Anyano here. We are here in America broadcasting. If they have not heard about Radio Biafra by now, they have ear problem. They have earache.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for this awareness. Actually, I believe it's the most important thing. Thank you so much. This is just what I want to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Let us go to the line again. Our time is almost coming to an end. But we'll be back again in how many hours' time, please?
In 3 hours' time,
yes?
Yes.
So those that missed us now can also call us in 3 hours' time in around 12 midnight in London. But let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you are the one on Skype. Give us your name.
Okay. My name is Sonia Kashuku Ezemba.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany, yes, go ahead.
Please, you know, that is really important thing. That let this problem of our people in America never bother us, because I expected it. these people, I told you last time that these people are, most of anybody that is into Nigerian politics is a virus. It's a big virus to the struggle of Biafra, for restoration of Biafra. Let me tell you one thing, that America is a place that comprises Europeans, Western world. France made up America, British made up America, German made up America, Greekish made up America, all Europeans made up America.
Yes.
But still, see why I like these people. I beg you one thing. Please, let's forget talking about Britain, these people really. I like them for one thing. What is that? They put the interest of their people first.
Yes. I agree with you.
But they say for British interest, for American interest, but after they say European interest. They put the interest of their people first. They don't care how others feel, and that is how it should be. The people fought, our people fought before another. But now look at America. Okay, America, they don't have to think that anybody that comes to America and have an opportunity. America is a kind of a hustling place. You hustle to think about the interests of your own people. Those Germans, Americans, and French Americans, and Greekish Americans, and Russian Americans are thinking of interest of their own people, of Russia, of Germany, of this. That's why in everything we will support them before any other continent. This is how it goes. But our people in America have gotten opportunity and forgetting that it was God that gave them this chance to be in that position, to be able to also think of the interest of their own people. They think we are America. Who told you you are America? America is an empty place for hustling, for making good to help your people. Who told you that?
I agree with you.
And again, please, let us not stay in this virus, people. Let's think about the achievement we have gotten already by our elders. I want to suggest one thing, Nandi. If our elders can go to every village, I'm not saying the headquarters, the headquarters should be in every big cities in Biafra land, but in each village, must have an office for indigenous people. So somebody must be there representing them. Why? My suggestion is that they have to go to village and ask for each village, call the meeting, we ask for one plot of land. Willingly, not by force. Let them we know who are the Biafrans, who are ready to for freedom. One plot of land so that we can build an office for the for our people, for the indigenous people of Biafra. Then, in these offices, now to know who are Biafras, every Biafra, if you believe you are Biafra, you have to come and register. You have to come and register your name, your father, and this. And I pray that also we can be able to have a machine, even in Nigeria, they cannot really have a fingerprint machine, but anybody that registers will be fingerprint. The eyes will be all the necessary things, the way the Europeans do it. Of course, we are not yet independent, but I believe in that kind of line, we can now know who are the really Biafrans. You will see that most when things like this start happening, those people who think they are comfortable in Nigeria will not be comfortable anymore.
Thank you.
Believe me.
Thank you.
This will help us as well.
We are going to do that.
But let's just say Nigeria. Let me stay in America, forbidding being ashamed of themselves that America think of the interests of their people. They don't want to be a slave in a they are not Europeans. They should know that they are not Europeans, they are Africans. Let them go and stay, be part of being a South Africa. Let them be part of being a Ghanaian. That's how it should be. That is to show that from the continent you come from. America is another continent. We are Africans, so we should be proud of even our country. If they say that they are living in South Africa, comfortable, I was okay, it's Africa. But this is an European country where they made by themselves, took you as a slave, give you food and give you opportunity to help your people, you sit with your bread instead of sitting with your ass.
Thank you very much. Thank you. A lot of people are angry with the Americans. The so-called is it? Can you not go on about Igbo Americans or Biafran Americans? What are they called here?
Wow.
Is it Igbo Americans? Let's take this call because a lot of people are upset, and Americans must know that our disappointment is profound in the people that we have met here. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Nandi. Good evening.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, you're speaking to Isaac. From South Africa.
Isaac, you were near Benola. Where is your village where we come from?
Okay, I'm in the Abia State. 140 Africa.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
140 Africa. Yeah, I'm in the 140 Africa. I'm calling from South Africa.
That's better. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to know if there's the people that are calling from South Africa.
Of course, we have a very formidable South African presence. Our sister Adama is in South Africa. Also, our brother Chukwudi is also in South Africa. South Africa is formidable. That is the next place that Radio Biafra is going. Radio Biafra will be traveling to South Africa once we return from our trip to Canada and the United States. We are going to South Africa. We are very strong in South Africa, yes.
Yeah, because I know that in 2002, when we... we try to union to make ourselves together to start fighting for this struggle. And also, I would like to know the people there. Maybe if you can be able to put me through there so that I will know when and when we will have meetings, because this is our cause. To get our promised land is our cause. There is nothing like this.
Yes. What we are going to do is to send your number to them, and with your permission, we are going to send your number to our people in South Africa. We can even announce it on the air before we finish. You get a lot of calls. Are you comfortable with us announcing your number on the air for our people in South Africa to get hold of you? One.
Yeah, there's no problem about that.
Okay. Thank you. Your number here is +277 49 22 21 70. This is the number for Isaac, our brother in South Africa. Please, those of you listening from South Africa, get hold of him immediately. +277 49 22 21 70. Thank you very much for calling. We are coming to South Africa soon, and hopefully she'll be able to join us for our programming. You people there will not be like the Americans who are working and running away from their responsibility.
No.
Yes. Thank you.
No, we are not Americans. We are Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Americans can be there. When they need to come to Biafra land, they will take a visa. There's no problem for that.
Thank you very much.
They have to get a visa.
Yes.
Before they will enter inside Biafra land.
I couldn't agree more. I agree with you. Thank you very much. Your people will be in touch with you very, very shortly. Let us go and see if we can take this call as well. The caller on Skype should wait. We own this place and we are in the residence of our brother, so we are not in a hurry to close this program, are we? No, we are not in a hurry. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Namdi. This is Jude Moore calling from Sweden.
Jude from Sweden, go ahead, please. The world is listening.
Yes. First of all, I want to commend you for your work, because I've been following this program for quite a while, and I can see you're really doing well. But there's something I want to point out about people, like certain persons who are really nonchalant about these activities. I want to encourage everybody who's listening, including yourselves and your crew, that there are people who... You're going to get, more of people like this. You know, people that maybe their attitude will want to discourage other people. But
yes,
I pray that every one of us will actually follow up, diligently, and those who are behind this talk should not relent in all their efforts. For Americans are really known to be egocentric, selfish, proud. It's not as if most of them are really enjoying there. A lot of them are suffering
from abuses, racial discrimination. But when it comes to issues that has to do with their home country, you know, you see them trying to claim as if they all are Americans.
Yes.
So in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is that everybody who is on this struggle should not relent. People who are like this, who are even more discouraging like this, are bound to come. But the Bible says whoever sets his foot on a journey and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. So the pursuit should always continue and must be achieved.
Yes, we are not relenting. Yes. We are going. We are not relenting at all, at all, at all. We are not relenting in any way, shape, or form, because we are pursuing, we are doing God's work. This is Biafra that we are pursuing. We are not in any business. As you said, maybe when they go to work, they discriminate against them, they transfer it on us. When they go to work, they call them all sorts of names, and they transfer it on us. They say, oh, we are in America, we are better than some of you who are in Biafra land suffering and dying. And that is very, very sad. Thank you, my brother, for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. I believe we are speaking to Chukwudi from South Africa. Is that correct? Chukwudi, can you hear me from South Africa? Chukwudi, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? They are not listening. They are not following the program, which is very, very sad. Let us go back and take this call, please. That this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. The caller, yes, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are.
Okay, good evening. My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Morocco.
Kingsley from Morocco, go ahead. We are here in Corpus Christi, Texas, in the United States. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Mr. Nandi, I want to thank you for your job well done, and to our brother that has given us his place for today's broadcast, and to our sister that has been of good help to you there. We want to say more grace to their elbow.
Thank you very much.
I feel to express my grievances and anger towards those our brothers that call themselves Igbos in America. They are there eating burgers, drinking Coca-Cola, and all the rest. Eating the big fat of butters and everything. They forgot that there's nowhere that is better than home. If people from my own area, from the River State angle, from other angles in the Biafra land, are coming out to pursue this cause, I wonder why they, that call themselves the Igbos, they say they are not Biafrans. I believe those people that are cowards. They are cowards to the highest order. I believe that place they are, that place is being prepared by somebody else. Why not them put us together for them to prepare this our Biafra so that it be a better place? Just look at our brothers that have been facing deportation. Look at people dying in the sea. People died in the Izu River. They are not even talking about those of people in Nigeria suffering in that cemetery called Nigeria. Everybody has been in that place. The way they are suffering in that land, they don't bother, they don't care. All they care is about the hamburger and the big people that are there. But I want to let them to know this thing, that whatever they are doing, we should surely judge them. Whatever they are doing, we should judge them. They should turn around and make sure that this cause that should come to limelight. I have no more to say this evening, but to tell them that the whole world is not happy with them, except that we have and face this cause. I'm saying to them, they will not know peace. It's either we achieve this Biafra or we die trying to achieve it. This is my message to them this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, and may God bless you. You are well spoken. You have spoken very, very well. Let's go to Dan again. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, it's Chukwudi speaking from South Africa.
Yes, please, this is Radio Biafra. You have to be very agile when you call us, please, because the whole world is listening. We want to set a good example. Please go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, thank you very much for contribution you are doing to Radio Biafra. You know what, I spoke to you last time, I confess American people that you can't be for the American people because they are not our leaders. Our leader is the God, and whatever God says is the best. no matter what American people are doing. I can't believe how you travel from England to the America. I know a lot of people will not come out there and join the group. It's very, very shame to American people. But I believe whenever you are going to come to South Africa, we see how we go and mobilize people to support the Radio Biafra. So I hear the last caller, second to the last caller before, he's coming from South Africa. If you can give it to my number, because this coming Saturday, you have another meeting until July ending. You will continue having a meeting every Saturday until July ending before you know what to do and how to support Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. What I'm asking you to do is, please, can you call him? We gave out his number a while ago. Can you please call that our brother, please? Since you are on air, the number you have, the number, Chidera, please. Can you give us the number again so they can take it down to South Africa and call him, please?
Yes. His name is Isaac, and his phone number is +277 4922 2170. Again, +277 4922 2170.
Chukwu, did you get the number?
Hello?
Did you write down the number?
I got the number for the brother again.
The number for the brother is +277.
Yes.
49.
Yes.
22
yeah.
21
yes.
70
Okay.
His name is Isaac. Call Isaac immediately. He is waiting for your call. This goes to show how formidable South Africa is. Somebody called from South Africa, giving out his number, and immediately all of you are on the air trying to get it. That is what we want the Americans to leave hamburger alone and emulate. Ha ha putu call teacher Chowebu Munehano. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Yes.
This is Radio Biafra. We don't mince words here. We tell people the way it is. Dr. Moses Wigo disagrees, and I disagree with him on this. He may be an exception to the rule. He may be very good to his people, very good to Radio Biafra, sponsoring Radio Biafra, willing to sell this beautiful house we are in to go and fund a transmitter, but the rest around him are rubbish. We must speak the truth. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, I'm from Nigeria.
Wait, and what is your name, please?
Idoze Colin.
Which part of the zoo are you in?
Delta.
You are not in the zoo. Delta is in the promised land of Biafra. Please go ahead.
Okay.
The selfish people in America are the ones holding our people. The selfishness here is astonishing. The selfishness in America is unbelievable. How can people have never been Kambambo? I have never seen this type before.
Go.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much. He is at least he's listening. These are some of the few people who can afford internet connectivity. Is that we are coming back in the next 3 hours. In fact, in the less than 3 hours, we'll be live again on air. A lot of people are calling. United States, we need response from the selfish people in America, because that's what they are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, my name is Uche Agwarambo.
Uche
Agwarambo. Uche Agwarambo.
Yes.
Abum Nwada Biafra.
Why that be a friend day wo?
I know. Oh, thank you. I know me hono ne me hono ne me obi afojurum. Asim kango no. Nandi ba ni no here. I'm a U.S. citizen here, but I'm a normal okay deal. Ngacho anna ala biafra. Nde ba ni no here. If I had Jamie hane mepo, because they are already well to do. How do you go okay? I am well to do too. But the thing being here, brother, selfishness nke hadi terrible. Onye nke ruo si, nye hadi goro mwa, onye nye nina no together, so who cares? Onye nye nina no here, but few are back there. But yen na cheko wabro gen, pikon, jisu nike, nankunu jite demma. Inye me eme, na ala Biafra, onye witem, but I don't know where to start. Ana matua ike fasuzi, na ala kulura deba. Kanne, ka people mara about this Biafra. That people make it to it, near Aka. Try ya, you work at this soup, Koboro, or the Kala, Epano, this United States of America. Because you see me, get only a mouth from a, you see me, get you make a bound room, Matana, I was a camera to go, or ya, it was possible.
That is
thank true. You so much.
Thank you. At least you are trying to redeem some of them. That goes to show there are the people like you still around in America. Go to Colorado where you are. Go and print a flyer. Gaba Sozi, go to the churches everywhere you go to speak to our people. Tell them to leave selfishness alone, and selfishness will leave them. Tell them that we are dying where we come from. Tell them that our people are being killed, our women are being raped, our mothers are being raped. Tell these people that our brothers and sisters are in prison in Malaysia and in India and in other places. Tell them that we are dying as a people and we need them to wake up, because it is a shame and a disgrace upon them that a great nation like the Biafran people are scattered all over the world with no purpose, with no dimension, with no direction, with no cohesion, and they are happily eating hamburger in America. It is a very big shame. Thank you very much for calling. That means there is redemption somewhere in the United States. Thank you for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We have people all over the place calling. We are not... If you want us to stay here for the next 10 hours, we will stay here. This is Radio Biafra. That is what we are here to do. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from the residence of Dr. Moses Wigwe here in Corpus Christi in Texas, United States. Go ahead, please. The caller on Skype, have you left us?
Okay. Yeah, no.
Please go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead, please. The world is waiting to hear your voice. Go ahead.
My name is Chukwuma, calling from Paris.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to tell you, Cam, please don't get so much angry over the American people and their life, their system of life.
Hello, we are stay where you are, the caller on Skype, stay where you are until your line becomes more stable. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller.
I'm speaking from Belgium.
From turn your system off, please. Turn your system off. Because Balata, when you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system off. Turn it off, please. So we can hear what you're saying. Have you done that?
Hello?
Have you turned it off?
Have you turned it off? Yes, I've turned it off.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm speaking from Belgium.
Yes, we are listening to you. Go ahead. What's your name?
Okay, I'm Ike in the green.
Yes, Ike, go ahead.
Please, once I want to tell the people or the director and the crew member is that they will not be discouraged in the first place. I have people in America, I'm from Islam, Ikeduru. I have people in America who have stayed there for so long, people don't even care about our place. I have to give a practical example. I'm from Islam, Ikeduru. There is a big erosion in my place, and we have people in America who have stayed there for 20 to 40 years, they don't even care about us. So, like a person, we say that, if
people in Igbo land or in Biafra land, we go to each village in Igbo land and in Biafra land and sort out the names of the Biafrans in America. They will know that these people in America doesn't even care for their immediate families. Talk less of caring for the community or caring for the local government or the nation Biafra. So it's better that you people have it as a concept that these people are naturally alienated. One person is alienated, he doesn't even care about what is happening. He's only egoistic for him or herself. So you better focus on what we the cause, the restoration of our human dignity. That's the first thing. Restoration of our human dignity is Biafra, not the people there. I encourage you people to focus more on how we are going to get this Biafra. Please.
Thank you very, very much. We should leave the people in America alone and concentrate on how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. I think it's about time now that we can give the floor to Dr. Moses Mwigwe to defend the selfish people of America. Please go ahead.
Well, a lot has been made about how people think that American people or the Biafran Americans or the Igbo people, as you call them, they have not been cooperative. As I said earlier, Radio Biafra is here on an awareness tour, and they have been here for less than 2 weeks. Give it time. You don't expect instant result. People say the taste of the fruit is, I don't know how to explain it. But
the taste of the pudding is
in it. Exactly, in the testing. So I don't know the right way to frame it. But give it time. By the time Radio Biafra lives here and you go back to your base in London, and that's the time you're going to start measuring the result. It doesn't necessarily mean the number of people that shows up here today, that means what you get. The time of the broadcast is 1 p.m. our time. A lot of people are at work. You don't expect them to be here.
But how about the evening? No, I'm not asking them to come to the studio. Right. Let them phone in.
Well, sometimes...
Yes. Why can't they phone in?
Sometimes American system is different from Europe.
Yes.
There's a place you will work. They don't like you. They don't want you to make a call outside.
No, I mean in the evenings.
Well, in the evening,
maybe programs.
Somebody is still maybe at work on his way back home.
How busy? No long. Are they living at their workplaces? This
no, it's simply because by the time you get off work, sometimes they do not have the time to get down here.
Okay.
But I can guarantee you, American people as a whole, including those of us who are here,
we are coming.
They are a generous people.
Let us test that generosity. Let us try to answer this call. We are coming. We will take all of them. We will stay as on air as much as possible. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Mr. Mandy, can I get now? This is calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead. Please don't. Your line is a bit muffled.
Yeah.
Don't use hands free. Talk to us direct into the phone, please. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes. What is happening? Now, going to what? I'm going to be Thank you very much, my brother. We are pleased, Otujeme, you are on Skype. Remain where you are. We'll come back to you in a short while. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia again.
Yes, please. Because we have other people waiting. We want to accommodate as many calls as possible.
Yeah. Okay, Bonandi. I know how you're feeling and I know what you're passing through there, because anyone who, before we travel, we know people that live in America, how they behave. Like one man from my place, he has lived in America before I was born, over 40-something years. It's just a few years ago. He remembered when one of his sons begins to take drugs and they bring him home. He remembered that he needs to build a house in Nigeria, thinking of remember people in Nigeria. Most of them don't remember. They are like prodigal sons. We don't need to rely on them. If you're talking about money, Americans, they don't know how to bring money out. If you're talking about donating that money now, I don't think one person in America can donate $20,000. So they are the people that calculate. Before their salary will come, they have already made use of it. They have already used it to enjoy themselves. I think we need to forget them. They are like prodigal sons. When you look at human rights in America, where pastor preaching in a church is getting married in a church, married another man, married a man in a church. You know, somebody getting married to woman, married woman in America. You can't have that's Sodom and Gomorrah. Things, enjoyment, that life cannot bring them back. And we cannot do anything without them. We can do without them. So if I know, as you are there, the reason why you're coming online is because you may find difficult a place you will stay to communicate with us. They have already taken the little bill and all these things. That's why it's good for you to find a place, you know? We know them very well. We know them. Since I was born, I've been knowing people that live in America, how they behave. They calculate. And they calculate more than what they get, you know? So I think it's time for you to do what you're doing. We are listening and we are with you. Since even before the war of Biafra, they are doing nothing for us. As I am now, I've never seen somebody in America that came back from my place. I begin to smile or rejoice that somebody from America came back, because they have not done anything. They have never regarded us. Okay, that's what I want to contribute, brother.
Thank you, too, my brother. Thank you very much. We never knew that these things are happening. It is better this way for people to begin to realize what their own kind are doing in the United States. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? Give us your name and where you are. We can't hear you. I'm afraid we cannot hear you. The caller on Skype, we cannot hear you. Please do try and call us back. That this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. No, I think we may have lost them. Have we lost them? We may have lost them. Please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Can you give us your name and where you are, please?
Yeah, my name is Kelesha Feleda.
Yes,
I'm actually calling you from New Zealand.
From New Zealand.
From Wellington, New Zealand.
From Wellington, New Zealand. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes. Well, I will actually try and mix Igbo and English today, because ihe n'ime a na-ekwu ndị a na-agụ ya achọghị ịnụ. Mụwa wọwa afọ Imo steeti, enwere m ọtụtụ ụmụnne n'ala Igbo, even na ezigachara m ozi gbasara ihe Biafra. Ndị nne mụrụ m na ha n'afọ egebeghodoro m ntị. Ha anaghị ekweta n'ihe ngụga ha. Onweghị bụ nke chọrọ ịma ihe a na-ekwu maka ụfọdụ n'ime ha dị na Lagos, ụfọdụ bi Abuja. Ihe soro m na-agwa ha anaghị ege. So ihe mkpuga ahụ na ka anyị ghara ime undermine the kind of struggle anyị gaga na ya ihe a. Ndị ga-agba anyị mkpokpuru karịa wu ndị anyị kpọgo ụmụnne anyị, nke ndị Amerịka atụga hụ n'anya. Enwere m ndị mmadụ na Amerịka nnukwu karịa, mana ọgaghị m ga ịkpọrọ ndị mmadụ agha. So ihe m na-ekwuwu, ihe a wu ihe anyị ma nọ ga-eme ka ọ mgbe ị gwara anyị na ị gaga Amerịka, ama m amasị na ọ ga-adị otu a. So ka anyị ghara inwe olileanya na ọ ga-emekata ochejie, ọ gaghị echeji na Amerịka. mark my word. Not America, but I gonna feel talk about disappointed to I had it. They will not change. It's already in them.
And they're gonna hang out. They can't change.
I don't know so he gave me. You see, get to Tandiga, Tota. I got on. You move on. Well, he gave me. So Ekelem, brother Ibu Moses, we go. Yala, sister Chidera, you see, Nike.
Yeah.
Balumbo. I go no Tota. All that dear love. Yes, ndi kwere kwe ka ndi na ekwe ho. Ndi kwere kwe ka ga eji na aga n'iru. Ndi na ekwe ho. Like you said, I support from that opinion. I think how we bata obodo mgbe meziro obodo Biafra with visa that would be ultimate thing again and then you stimulate those people how join that struggle. Whether they like it or not, you know? So can I because I want to lend you now, but I want a lot of other people on her actually connect to cool today. So I don't make work and look. Can have a guy can do because we can get more.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. You have spoken so eloquently and so well. If I will give the floor to our brother to continue, because what he's doing is to defend them. And I'm a bit reluctant to allow Moses Wigwe to contribute because he will defend them. He will find a justification. But we believe in free speech. So I will give him that opportunity. But time is running out for the people here. We will continue to do our broadcasting without mentioning them. Of course, our sister called from Colorado. We have our brother from is it Tampa Bay in Florida where he's staying? Prince. We also have the wonderful people of Atlanta. We must continue to mention the two Cletus we have in Atlanta, and also Martin is there. Uche is also in Atlanta. We recognize the work they did for Radio Biafra whilst we were in Atlanta. We went about and spoke to a lot of people. We can't say that nothing much has come of it. They have our telephone numbers and they have not even called us to ask us how we are doing in terms of spreading this message. Let us go and take this call. This will be the last call for the evening before we return to you again in the next 2.5 hours for the very special edition of our program today. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Mandy, this is Tony from Colorado.
Yes, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, Mandy, you know, yeah, I think we're doing well. You know, I noticed you're getting a lot of calls today, so just calm down a little bit. We're going to be fine. I wish there's a way that radio can remain open 24 hours with different people hosting it. That would really, really,
yeah,
that would really, really help to get more people involved.
We ask your people here in America to come and host the program. They're running away. The people here are running away. That is the
problem. Mandy, I understand that. I pity with you, you know, but you have to. See, I've been trying to call for a while, but I couldn't get in. See, you have to really, really realize that people are different. We're all different. There are some people that, some people don't like to talk. Some people are shy. Some people don't know what to say. You know, and then, of course, some of us are ignorant and we don't care. See, if I have to summarize the program today, right? You see the program you have today, if I have to summarize it?
Yes.
After listening to, those guys from Malaysia, the lady from Lagos, and the different people from different parts of the world talking today, if I have to summarize the program today, I will use the word slaves. Slaves. Our people are slaves all over the world. And don't think for a minute that our people here in America are not slaves. We are slaves. If you really think deeper, do your research. The way we think, even though somebody might come from Nigeria here and get a PhD, become a medical doctor, but deep down, they act and think like slaves. They understand, I mean, they work. They don't have too much right. In fact, let me give you a good example. Do you know that Mexican Americans, they come to this country illegally. They come in here, invade this country from their neighboring their country that is neighboring to America, right? But turn the TV on in America. Turn the TV on, you will hear a Mexican American or a Mexican speaking in broken English, defending their cause. They have an organization like La Raza. But go and find me one Nigerian you see on TV. Find me one Nigerian organization that goes around defending our people. You won't find one. So we still slaves in America. Don't think because we have jobs, we'll do well, we're not slaves. We are slaves. Because we have no rights.
You see?
It is terrible.
So just take it easy, man. People will come.
I will not. No. We're not begging them to come. We can't take it easy on them. We tell them the truth because this is Radio Biafra. We tell people the truth. This is not a propaganda station. We tell people the fact America is sleeping. The people here are very selfish. And we must let our people know. Can happy base in Umunahan and America can support. Here is a disgrace to this struggle. Thank you very much for calling. And God bless you. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. We have a caller, or we should have a caller on Skype. Are you there? Their line is unstable. We must bring this program to an end so we can rest and come back again. But they want us to remain. Please speak. Do you have a name, please, the caller on Skype? No, we can't hear you. We can, Kelvin EKG, we cannot hear you. We can see your name, but we cannot hear you on Skype. Please try and get to us via another means. It's been a pleasure. What else can we say? If we leave Moses Nice to start defending Americans again, are you saying we shouldn't let him talk? We shouldn't let Moses speak in his house? Why? Because he will defend Americans. And the Americans are under the cosh today. We are letting them know that we want them to repent from their sins. We love them. What is selfishness in Igbo language? What is selfishness? It's an assignment. We need to know the word selfishness in Igbo language. If you're listening, please write in and tell us, or you can text us, or you can even call during the second segment. We need to find out the meaning of selfishness in Igbo language so they can know. If you are not moved by what our callers are saying this evening, especially our sister Rita Nibor, then you have a problem. If you're not moved by what Chinedu said, then you have difficulties, or what you put it said, then you have a very serious problem. Let us see if we can get our people to speak. Can you hear us now? On Skype, can you hear us? No, they cannot hear us. If you hear any noise, it's because of the children. We are in their house, so we have to attend them. Hello?
Hello?
We can't hear you very well. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, go
Hello.
Ahead.
Hello, I'm Chike.
Yes, Chike, go ahead. We are listening. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Italy. Well, I have been saying initially marketing is a selfish message in Igbo language.
Yes.
I have to say something before you close.
Go ahead.
Well, take it easy yourself. You are very, very important in this struggle. I want to say this to the Americans. Whether they come out for this struggle or not, it does not stop the struggle from going on. We have to go on. The people, Biafrans in Europe are organizing, they are contributing, they are doing whatever they can do. If the Americans refuse to come out for this struggle, so be it, but let it be known. Let it be known to them that in future, it is not going to be easy for them too. They cannot tell the world that they are enjoying in America while the people are dying and they are so comfortable where they are. So whether they come out for the struggle or not, the struggle goes on. So if they don't want, let them stay back to their houses. Biafra must surely come. So this is my contribution.
Thank you very, very much, and we welcome it. We are bringing the program to an end with that final call. That is the meaning of selfishness. People who are inward looking. We must remind our people today that if you're hearing any noises, because we are in a family home and the kids want to be a part of our program, it is very, very difficult to keep hold of them. Of course, we understand. Here is in America. We don't even want the kids self to call police for us. If we ask them not to come to the studio, they may pick up the phone and call the police and say we are asking them not to enter into a part of their own house, and then we'll all be in trouble.
We don't want that to happen. So we welcome everybody, young and old, into the Biafran family. We are delighted to have had all of you who contributed today. Our program is coming to an end. Please remember that tomorrow is fasting. Tomorrow is the 28th. It is the last Friday of the month. It is a day of fasting and prayer. If Americans cannot support the Biafrans, so at least let them do some fasting tomorrow. A lot of them need it. Some of them are overweight here. They need to fast so they can reduce their size in weight. It may even go a long way to helping the Biafran struggle. Yes, Chida, what do you want to say?
Yeah, to add to our prayer point tomorrow for the fasting, because someone said on Facebook that we should add the selfishness of Americans to the fasting as well, so that God will deliver them from it and they unlearn this bad habits.
Yes, we need to add this Amankonya Amankendi Ozo. Is that correct?
Yeah, Nkemua o Engweyonya Agela.
Emahonya Agela. Nke watsu
owere.
Emahonya Agela. Yes, I'll ask what Isiama people call selfishness. I'll be asking in a very short while. That is something I do not know. We welcome everybody to this wonderful family. We even love the American people. We are asking them to remember where they come from. Please, by way of a summary, please, our dear brother and host here in Texas, please, can you begin to summarize for us your views? And I will ask you not to defend Americans any further, but if you want to defend them, you are more than welcome to do so, so that we can bring the program to an end, please.
Well, much has been said about Americans. I'm going to tell you, America itself as a society is a very generous society. Anytime there is a disaster here, earthquake or something of that nature, you see how much they come in droves to support the people. And those of us here who are American from Biafra land, as I said, Radio Biafra has been here only just for less than 2 weeks. With time, they are going to respond. And the Radio Biafra is here on a tour to make people understand the situation back home that we're trying to get Biafra. And most importantly, trying to raise money to buy a transmitter so that people back home can be able to tune on the radio and understand what the struggle is all about. They don't have electricity. They don't have access to internet. The only way they can be able to understand what's going on is to have that radio. And the only way they can get the radio is to buy that transmitter. We are here to raise the money to do that. I am calling on everyone, both those living in America and those living in somewhere outside America, to please contribute, because the last information I had on this transmitter that the company were negotiating to buy the transmitter. Now they're asking if we have the money to buy that transmitter. So that's basically what we need now. Whether you're here in the studio, whether you're somewhere outside the studio, please do your best to make sure that this noble purpose, the cause for Biafra, is not being defeated. You must also understand that we have a parallel government of the Biafran people. You don't hear about them. They are made by the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. So as time goes by, we're going to erect an office for them where they will become visible. Please answer this call. Come and save your fatherland. Thank you. God bless you and bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And from is that from you, I believe, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And from me, Namdi Khan, we'll reconvene again in less than 3 hours time, in precisely 2 hours and I think it's 13 minutes. 2 hours, 13 minutes, we'll be back on the air. We just want to take a bit of a break here and have our lunch and then reconvene for the evening session. Americans are in trouble. They are in serious trouble because Radio Biafra is here. We are going to expose them one after the other. As soon as they repent, we welcome them and we give them the love. We have our love for them in the reserve. We are holding the love we have for them. As soon as they come out and repent, we will shower them with this love. Please, thank you very much for listening. And this is Radio Biafra. Do not forget to rejoin us in the next 12 midnight UK time. It is. Do not forget that this is Radio Biafra. It is your radio station. Whatever you do, wherever you are, remember that you left people back home that need rescuing. Thank you very much. And we reconvene 12 midnight in London. 6 p.m. here in Corpus Christi in Texas. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you very much and God bless you all.
Ewo sondo emeganyi peana